attorney at law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the blue list and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM760.
AM760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
A general wants British troops out of Iraq.
We can't be there for years and years in the sort of numbers that we are.
A snowy surprise for Buffalo.
This is crazy. It's October.
Doubts cast on the Duke rape case.
She obviously wasn't hurt. You know, she was fine.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, he's not backing down.
I don't take back what I said. I don't think I'm the first person to have said those things.
Britain's Army Chief General Richard Dannett touching off a firestorm by declaring British troops should be pulled out of Iraq soon because they're making things worse. For more on the repercussions, we're live with CBS's Larry Miller in London.
General Dannett seems to be contradicting Prime Minister Tony Blair, who insists British troops are fighting in Iraq to establish a liberal democracy. Dannett says that's naive and he wants his troops out soon. He also says the British military presence in Iraq is exacerbating security problems there and around the world. Blair says there's no connection. Now, Dannett seems to be clarifying.
There isn't even a cigarette paper between myself and the Prime Minister.
Liberal leader Mengus Campbell claims the general's view shows the failure of Blair's Iraq strategy.
Sir Richard has not just undermined the government's policy, he's effectively demolished it.
Downing Street says it will stay in Iraq as long as the government there wants it to.
That 10 Downing statement has to be reassuring to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, responding to the British general's first comment. The administration warned that leaving before the job is done would leave the struggling Iraqi government vulnerable to terrorists. A spokeswoman said the U.S. and its allies would keep the pressure on insurgents. The White House says the U.S. will stay until Iraq can control its own security. But there's still no timetable for that, Nick.
In the early days of the Iraq War, British TV journalist Terry Lloyd was killed by American troops, and today a British coroner has ruled that U.S. forces acted unlawfully. U.N. diplomats are closer to putting their stamp of approval on a resolution that slaps sanctions against North Korea for the nuclear test they claimed to have carried out.
I'm Lou Miliano at the U.N. This latest revision isn't so much watered down as it is softer in tone. It still condemns North Korea and imposes trade sanctions on arms-related goods and luxury goods. It still contains cargo inspections in and out of Korean ports and freezes funds and financial assets relating to North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile program.
Well, this year's Nobel Peace Prize has been won by Bangladeshi banker Muhammad Yunus and the Grameen Bank he founded to help better the social and economic conditions of the poor. In citing Yunus, Ole Donbolt Muse of the Norwegian Nobel Committee said the work is vital.
How can you make a better world if you are not fighting poverty? It's impossible.
A boost for Dennis Hastert.
I am proud to be standing with the current Speaker of the House, who is going to be the future Speaker of the House.
President Bush appearing with Hastert in Chicago last night. The Mark Foley email scandal that's embroiled the GOP leadership is being probed on Capitol Hill. Here's CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein.
The House Ethics Committee hears today from the congressman in charge of the House Page program, John Shimkus of Illinois. Shimkus has told reporters he has nothing to hide. He says he was not aware of the explicit emails Foley had been exchanging with young congressional interns. Shimkus questioned Foley last year, but he took the matter no further.
Well, the Mark Foley affair is not the only scandal plaguing congressional Republicans. There's fallout from disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
And today the fallout sweeps up six-term Ohio Republican Bob Ney. He's admitted to conspiracy and taking bribes a month ago and checked into alcohol rehab. He faces up to 10 years in prison. Still, Ney will collect a congressional pension. And a Senate report says five nonprofit groups may have broken tax laws by helping Abramoff, included one of President Bush's biggest supporters, Americans for Tax Reform. The group says these groups may have taken money from Abramoff clients, funneling it to his lobbying efforts. Nick?
Well, isn't it a little early for this? Not in Buffalo, where the shovels are out after a pre-Halloween storm that's dumped up to 2 feet of snow in some areas. Not that residents aren't used to plenty of the white stuff.
What are you going to do? We're Buffalo. We'll get there.
Now, the storm has cut power to 20,000 customers and closed schools for the day. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
This hour brought to you by John Lang Homes. Visit johnlanghomes.com.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. A Denver Waterworks employee dead this morning, and university between Bellevue and Hamden closed after a water main break and trench rescue. Started about 11 last night.
A crew from the Denver Water Board was working on a water line at that location, and for some unknown reason, the line broke. The water coming out of that line has damaged the road.
University to be closed down likely through the rest of the morning rush hour. Arapaho Basin opening at 9 o'clock this morning. First time A-Basin's won the race to be the first ski resort up and running in Colorado and the nation, for that matter. A-Basin installing new snowmaking equipment this year. Three theater companies filing a lawsuit in Denver District Court over Colorado's new smoking ban. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, happy Friday. All good ride for you right now if you're on either I-25 or I-70. Nothing going on right now in terms of wrecks or delays. Calm and quiet in and around Boulder as well. We're looking good on the turnpike. Do, of course, have this major surface street problem. A water main break forced that closure of university. Both directions between Hamden and Bellevue. Looks like St. Mary's Academy will be closed today on that stretch. Cherry Hills Elementary will remain open. Your only access through Quincy. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Anne. And she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
High tomorrow, 69, and the high on Sunday, 71. And you don't want to know about Monday, do you? Do you want to know about Monday on Friday? Nah. We don't want to think about Monday. John Turk's looking at me, who produces this show. So what are you saying, Turk? Should I say something about Monday?
If you want to, usually, you know, three-day forecast is nice, but I'm just looking forward to the next 2 days off. I'm so glad it's Friday this week. I don't know why, but I'm just really glad it's Friday.
Yeah, me too. Okay, but I will give you this hint. Monday's going to be nice, too.
That is good.
Yeah, so we're going to have ourselves a great weekend, and it's great. It's Friday. Let's celebrate. It's open phones this morning. Anything you want to talk about, we do have some guests on. At 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to be joined by the communications director of the Denver Election Commission, Alton Dillard, to clear up how absentee ballots are dealt with and to update the typo mess on some of the ballots surrounding referendum F. And also there's a story this morning about how the Denver Election Commission miscalculated postage for absentee ballots. So we'll have Alton on to explain all of that. And we'll definitely get into how the absentee ballots are going to be handled. I know a lot of you have raised that question in the past. A lot of you have talked a lot about it. We've talked about ballot integrity on this show a number of times, more than a number of times. So what we're going to do is we're going to go out and we're going to get you the answer. We're going to get you the answers to what happens here so you'll know. And for those of you who don't live in Denver, if you live some other place, Adams County or Jeffco or whatever, you can call and ask there. But what we'll try to do next week, we'll try to get people on from Adams County and Jefferson County and the surrounding areas, Will County, and we'll try to get them on to answer questions about the absentee ballots. So we'll try to get that cleared up. We're also going to go into more amendments next week, too. Okay, citing serious concerns about the violation of principles of separation of church and state, the Anti-Defamation League's Mountain States Regional Office has announced its opposition to Denver's Initiative 1A, which would raise sales taxes to fund tuition credits for preschool education. We're going to have on Bruce Dubowski. He is the ADL's regional director. We'll find out what it is that he doesn't like and what the ADL doesn't like about 1A. And then at 9:20 this morning, we're going to have the next congressman from the 7th District, Ed Perlmutter, will be on. He'll be our special guest. We're going to talk about his Super Canvas weekend, as well as all this controversy surrounding Rick O'Donnell's controversial trip to Panama. We'll ask him how the campaign's going, and we'll find out what's going on with Ed. And if you want to help Ed out, you can go to perlmutter2006.com. Okay. Then the other thing is there's this rumor going around. I don't know where this rumor started. I'll repeat it several times this morning, that there are people from Be the Change that are operating or helping out or involved running Angie Piccioni's campaign against Marilyn Musgrave, and that's not the case. They're not involved. So that's on political blogs, I believe, that's been on, and that's wrong information. And there's speculation about that, and that's wrong information. There's a number of big stories in the news this morning, as there is every morning. UN nears agreement on North Korean sanctions. We've talked about North Korea the last couple of mornings, and that story's there. I'll give you more about that later. Walmart lost a suit in federal court, and here's one of the explosive stories that's out there. The chief of the British Army, who triggered a political storm by calling for troops to be withdrawn from Iraq soon, has denied attacking government policy, insisting he meant a phased pullout of British forces over 2 or 3 years. General Richard Dannett said comments published in London's Daily Mail newspaper were misrepresented as an assault on Prime Minister Tony Blair's commitment to a long-term involvement in the violence-ravaged country. I said that we should pull out sometime soon, but that comment needs to be placed in the context of the campaign and the campaign plan, Dannett said on Friday. After the newspaper interview was published, Dannett said his criticism of post-war planning in Iraq and his concerns about troops being stretched in Iraq and Afghanistan merely echoed comments already aired by retired senior officials. Now, there is an Iraqi panel that has been put together, an Iraqi commission that has been put together by the White House and by George W. Bush, and the head of this is James Baker III, and they're to issue a report, and it's probably going to come after the election, but the report is supposed to say, listen to this, this is what rumors of the report are, that we cannot win in Iraq, and that the best thing we can do is redeploy our troops. Now, this information comes on the heels of Senator Warner of Virginia raising questions about United States policy in Iraq, and also Olympia Snowe raising questions about United States policy in Iraq, and I believe it was Olympia Snowe, and these are two Republicans. So these are not Democrats that are doing this. And it's becoming increasingly apparent. I mean, October has been a violent, violent month there. And it's becoming increasingly apparent that we need to have some kind of a change in direction. Now, I think we can all debate what that change should be. I know there are some of you out there who favor pulling out immediately. There are some of you out there who favor a phased withdrawal. There are some of you out there who like the MRTHA plan of redeployment, which I happen to like. But we should throw that out on the table. And what I'm going to start doing next week, I have this idea. I'm going to start doing it next week. And it's hard to do because we have a lot of guests. But I'm going to try to clear an hour every single morning. And we'll take the top story, the top challenge facing this country, facing this community, facing this state. And we're going to have a think tank hour. Here's the idea behind it. We can all get on the radio and complain. But what we need is solutions. And we've always presented people here on this show who have solutions, who have ideas on what to do on various issues. But I thought, let's take this a step further. Why not involve you? So instead of sitting around and grumbling, and I've said this on the air before, that you can't get on the air and you can't get on the air and get angry, and you can't sit there and oh how awful, oh how awful, oh how awful, and oh how bad Bush is, and oh how bad Bush is. You know, there are a lot of people, progressives and liberals for sure, but there are also people in the middle. There are also people who are moderate Republicans. There are a lot of people who feel let down by this White House, and what we need to start doing is we need to start discussing ways out of some of these problems. And the best way to do it, I think, is to solicit your ideas. So I'm going to try to start doing that next week and setting aside an hour And everybody, pro-con, I don't care where you are, you can get in and you can give us solutions. A couple of quick other things here real quick. One, part two of the Keith Olbermann thing about the Keith Olbermann piece about tempting faith, the book about the Republican Party using the religious right and evangelicals. If you missed it last night on MSNBC, we'll play it for you. And also, I got news about the superstar, the radio superstar talk contest. I'll tell you about that coming up.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Talk.
My name is J.B. Robert Espinoza, and I'm running for sheriff in Jefferson County. I'm a proud fourth-generation Colorado native, Vietnam-era veteran, who served as an FBI agent for over 23 years. I'm running for sheriff because I want to take my FBI law enforcement experience to make this the most efficient, innovative, respected, and transparent sheriff's department in the state. I'm asking for your vote and support on November 7th to take the sheriff's department to a new level of service for the citizens of Jefferson County. Again, I'm J.B. Robert Espinoza, candidate for sheriff in Jefferson County. Thank you.
Hi-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly, you want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call Hi-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. Hi-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call Hi-Tech Import in Lakewood.
Learn anything and everything you ever wanted to know about home financing with mortgage expert Ken Michaels. Listen to Mortgage Makeovers, the talk show that guides you through the financial maze. Ken Michaels, the president of First Nationwide Lending, has over 20 years' experience in helping people with less than perfect credit. If you have loan issues or just want some free advice, tune into Mortgage Makeovers live this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. and call in with your questions.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
Hi, folks. It's Otto, official spokesal for the Northwest Parkway. My wise tip for today is drive the Northwest Parkway and help the environment. The less gas you use, the less pollution. Go to flywithauto.com for more wise tips.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM760.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. High today, 66, mostly sunny. Good to have you along. J. Marvin here at AM760 Progressive Talk. The show streams at AM760.net. You can also instant message me at AM760.net. Okay, it's open phone, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about this morning? There's three things more I definitely have to tell you. In the Talk Radio Superstar Contest, even though the promos, that's what we call them, that are running on the air about the contest don't say this, the deadline for this thing is today at close of business, which I believe would be 5 o'clock. So you got to get your stuff in, okay, your 10 minutes on CD or cassette. You got to get it in by 5 o'clock this afternoon. I would bring it over here, and we're at 4695 South Monaco Street in Denver. That's in the Denver Tech Center area. So bring your stuff over here if you want to enter. What, John, you want to say something?
Well, no, I was going to give a little more specific details of where we're at if you wanted me to.
Well, why don't you give a description of your automobile on the air so people can come by and give you four flat tires. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Well, you got to have them come drop this stuff off. But basically, we're a block north of Bellevue on Monaco. So if you get off in the tech center, get off on Bellevue, head west from I-25 and go north on Monaco, one block to Union, take a left on Union, it's right there.
Yeah, so make sure you drop that stuff off by 5. Close to 8 o'clock this morning, we'll give away a pair of tickets to go see the Broncos play. So we'll give you a chance to go to the Broncos. We'll do it with a trivia question of some sort, and we'll do it close to 8 o'clock this morning. Now, have I put everything in there, or have I left anything out that I can think of? There was one other thing that I wanted to say, and I can't remember what that is. It slipped my mind. So I'm not sure what it is I was going to say other than those two things. That you need to know those two things, that the contest is over at 5 o'clock. Okay, this afternoon. So 4695 South Monaco Street, chance to win Bronco tickets coming up this morning, close to 8 o'clock. All right, now it's open phones, and there are, if you're just joining us for the first time, there are no ground rules here. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. I have suggested topics, but it doesn't make any difference. Whatever it is that you want to get into, we'll definitely do. And if you want to talk about politics, that's fine. If you want to get into Iraq, that's fine. If you want to get into anything locally, like the local elections or anything going on there, you can do that as well. The other thing is you want to talk about stuff that is light. We don't do enough of that on this show, and I would love to talk to you about movies or music because I love that stuff, and I hope you're going to go this weekend and see The Departed. If you haven't seen it already, it's violent, but it's a great film. It really is a great film. And I never liked Leonardo DiCaprio. Never really liked him. But here's the deal. He really does a good job in this movie. I mean, he's really good. So, check it out. All right, is Tom on one or two? Because I'm confused. Oh, okay. Tom, you're on AM 7. There we go. Tom, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about you? It's Friday. Let's celebrate.
All right. Let's have a party.
Yeah.
Hey, I think before, how did you do with your doctor's thing for the procedure?
Do you really want to know?
Well, I don't know. Are you going to do it? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to do it but if I can, but I got to go today to take some more tests, and then I got to go to a cardiologist to look at my to get an echocardiogram and some other stuff. So I'm trying to get all of the and I got to take a stress test, which I hate. So I'm trying to get all the other this stuff cleared before I can go to Dr. Snyder and start to talk to him about getting it done. So I got almost all of it done except for those last two things.
Well, good luck with that. And I think if you elect to do it, we should have like a big pizza party or something.
You think so?
Before you're going for it.
All right. Well, you know what? Listen, if I get the okay to do it, I'll definitely take you up on it, and we'll definitely do it. We'll have like a last supper or something.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, real quick, about this. What is it? The referendum I or the,
yeah, it's I.
Okay. Well, yesterday I heard a really lame argument on one of the other talk shows about, you know, children being raised by both parents, and you know, and nobody can really disagree with that, but every time I hear that, my blood begins to boil, and there's a reason for that, and that's because, I don't know if you ever watched it, but there was a show on HBO called 6 Feet Under.
Oh, yeah, I heard about it. No, it was on, was it on HBO or Showtime?
No,
it was
HBO.
On HBO. Yeah, I never saw it, but I know about it.
Anyway, the best written show I've ever seen, and any of you listeners who followed it would know what I'm talking about. Anyway, there was a gay couple on that show, and this was their last season, one that had just ended. And part of the storyline was that David and Keith were trying to adopt, and these guys put more effort and thought into the adoption process. And every time I hear these arguments, I think back to that, and I say to myself, if only heterosexual couples would put that much thought into procreating. You know, these guys covered every base. This went on for weeks before they finally wound up doing something. And I just, it's sad that, you know, heterosexuals just procreate and that's it. You know, half of the time there's probably no thought put into it.
I would agree. I'd agree 100%. And the trouble with referendum I and the trouble with, what is it, is it 43 is the other... is the other ballot initiative. I think it's 43. It's either 42 or 43. One of them, 42, I think, is the minimum wage. 43 is the other one. The trouble with all of this is that these people, but no, I'm going to name names. The religious right, these religious conservatives come out of the woodwork, and what they do is they don't deal in fact. What they do is they deal in all kinds of bizarre and weird stereotypes, and they don't provide us with any kind of facts, and they make tons of conjecture, and it doesn't, it just doesn't work. I mean, it doesn't, if you sit down and think about stuff, it doesn't add up. And somebody told me this yesterday, and I don't know if this is true or not. Somebody told me that there is no reference to homosexuality, there is no reference to any of these social wedge issues that they engage in the New Testament of the Bible. Somebody told me that there is no reference to homosexuality in the New Testament. So why all the stereotypes? Why all these issues? Why all of this? You know why? Because it makes for good politics.
Yeah, and it also gets people out to the polls when they need to use them.
And it raises money.
Yeah. Yeah, so, exactly. And that may be the exact reason for it. It's a fundraising scam.
So the thing that we need to do, the solution to this problem, is we need to face down our neighbors and face down people we know and have a rational conversation with them and say, okay, what are your fears? What are your feelings? Now let's confront them and let's see if we can work through this and try to talk to them about it, because in the end that's all you can do, and all of us just need to do it. And then the other thing we need to do is we need to make sure we get out and vote. Tom, have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Good luck, man.
All right, talk to you.
See you.
I mean, I really... Now, I don't know the Bible inside and out, so maybe there's somebody out there who does, but I was told that there is no reference to homosexuality in the New Testament, that there is in the Old Testament, but if you're a Christian, aren't you supposed to go by the New Testament? And I got a distressing email from a guy yesterday saying, well, you're waging this war on Christianity. No, I'm not. I'm not talking about mainstream Christians here. I'm talking about the Christian radical authoritarian right, and there's a difference. And they've been hoodwinked by the GOP, and we'll play that Oberman piece. We'll play part two of that coming up later on this morning. All right, it's 6:32, 28 minutes away from 7. Traffic is traditionally light on Friday morning, even though there's no light outside now. But, Gina, it's usually pretty light.
That's not the case right now,
Jay. Not figures. Now, I said it, now it's not going to be.
We have a couple of problems, actually, right nearby. One at the tech center, a crash that's closed westbound Bellevue at I-25. So you're going to be detoured around this. Keep that in mind if you're headed out early into the DTC. You could use Orchard around it. Not too far from there, University is also shut down in both directions between Hamden and Bellevue. We had a water main break. It's not due to reopen until this afternoon. St. Mary's Academy will be closed, and Cherry Hills Elementary will remain open, but it's going to be a tough access there.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
My personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Petroni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Petroni for Congress.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah. You didn't know I wrote this, did you? 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 66. Mostly sunny. Don't forget, today is the deadline for the talk show host superstar contest. You've got to get your stuff to us by today, by 5 o'clock, even though that guy with the deep voice isn't saying so. And it's 4695 South Monaco Street here in Denver. Also, Bronco tickets to give away this morning, close to 8 o'clock. Okay, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Four lines open here this morning. Anything you want to talk about is fine with me, and it doesn't make any difference. I wanted to point this out to you, and I find this to be really ironic, and I would love to talk to a conservative. Once again, one of the things that kind of bothers me a little bit about this format, and it bothers me a little bit about being on this kind of radio. The positive part of it is that I'm free to be myself and be able to say what I really think, and 99.99% of you are very, very accepting. The other side of it is that a lot of times we lack diversity in the callers we get, and I just really have this overwhelming compulsion to sit down and to ask somebody who is conservative about this question. That conservatives have said, and that I've heard this forever and a day, when I used to be the only liberal on what was largely conservative talk stations, that the big thing to conservatives is personal responsibility. Take responsibility. Now, I don't argue with that. I think that's right on. I mean, you have to take responsibility for your actions. If you screw up, then you got to admit that you did. You really have to. But why is it that the GOP and that conservatives cannot take responsibility in the Mark Foley matter? Here's what I'm talking about. A conservative media watchdog group, Accuracy in Media, is alleging that the Foley scandal is not the work of a gay Republican, but rather of a Democratic operative posing as a Republican to undermine the party. In the piece entitled Republican Gays Are Closeted Democrats, Cliff Kincaid seems to allege that gay Republicans themselves are nothing more than a Democratic dirty trick hoping to use the party to advance the same homosexual agenda embraced by the Democrats. If you're getting the idea that gay Republicans maybe closet Democrats, the column suggests, and you're beginning to understand how Mark Foley and how the Mark Foley scandal could have been a Democratic Party dirty trick. Now, Accuracy in Media has come under fire in the past for reports alleging that then-President Bill Clinton was involved in the death of Vince Foster. You remember that? I mean, Limbaugh even spread that one around, and there's all the talking heads on the right did, and nothing ever came of it. Why can't they take responsibility? That's what I don't understand. Why can't they just sit down and say, okay, you know what? This happened. We didn't handle it properly. We blew it. Instead of pointing fingers at other people, including Chris Shays from Connecticut, running for Congress, who yesterday dragged in Teddy Kennedy and Chappaquiddick. Now, do I think what happened there, like, what was that, 1967, 68, 69, somewhere around in there? Do I think that that's, like, that was right? No. But here's the thing. It's like little kids. Little kids do that. Well, okay, mommy, so you caught me stealing a 5-cent candy from the store, but what about Cliffy? He stole one, too. Well, that doesn't make it okay. So why bring in Ted Kennedy? What does that have to do with anything? Or even Jerry Studs, who was censored. What does that have to do with anything? Why can't they just confront the issue and say, okay, you know what? We mishandled it. We didn't do it right. We're sorry. And we covered it up. 69 was Chappaquiddick. Okay, so I don't get that, and I wish I did understand it. Let's go to Kurt in Centennial. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good, man. It's going great. It's Friday. How could it be bad?
Well, it's Friday the 13th, though.
Ah, doesn't make any difference. Just don't go bet on any horses, and you'll be fine.
Yeah. Hey, first, I was going to talk. Let me just say real quick that, you know, I hate to say it, but I'm encouraged about this election. I have this feeling. Of course, my hopes have been dashed by the last two presidential elections, but I really do have a feeling that the Dems have a very serious chance of recapturing both the House and the Senate. I just think that something's going to fall apart in either Tennessee or Virginia, and that we're going to end up with a one-vote majority, hopefully. And then, you know, Lieberman might win in Connecticut, but maybe we can talk him back into the Democratic caucus. I don't know. But I think the House is definitely ours. I think they're going to pick up 30 or 40 seats. So I'm looking forward to that, and we'll have a party after that happens.
Yeah, we just can't take anything for granted, and we got to work as hard as we can. And as far as Virginia and Tennessee goes, Harold Ford is leading in Tennessee, which in the last poll against Croker, which is a big, 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 big statement. And there was an article yesterday in the Washington Post that Senator Mikaka's handlers have told him to be quiet on the campaign trail and not to give any off-the-cuff interviews. So, yeah, he's running scared, too. So George Allen may be in trouble. And Croker may lose, and that would be big for us. You're right.
And I think Claire McCaskill has a serious chance in Missouri, too.
Oh, I do, too.
So, anyway, but your last point that you were talking about, why can't the Republicans take responsibility? Because then they have to admit they did something wrong. You know, and they're taking their cue from this administration, and, of course, Bush and his people never admit they did anything wrong. And the other thing is that the entire Republican election strategy, as dictated by Karl Rove the last 6 years, is attack, attack, attack. That's all they can do. And let's take it locally here. Look at Marilyn Musgrave's commercials. Has she mentioned anything that even remotely pertains to a political issue? No. She's just attacking Andy Pacioni like crazy.
No, I was talking to somebody about this yesterday, and we were both marveling at the fact that that somebody ought to do with Marilyn, and Angie ought to do it next time she, and I think she was with her face-to-face last night, but what she ought to do next time she gets a face-to-face with her is ask her, gee, you know, here's one thing I'd like to know, what are you for? What are you for, and what are your solutions to the current problems facing the country?
She didn't have any.
No, she doesn't.
She's just a lockstep Bush robo, you know, and that's all she knows. Her issue is, you know, being a homophobe, and that's her only issue. You know, supposedly I'm for lower taxes, but she's only for lower taxes, you know, like the rest of the Bush administration on the top 2% of the American population.
Well, that's absolutely true, and that's of course the scare tactic that they use. If you elect Democrats, they're going to raise your taxes. No, what they're going to do is they're going to look at making the tax system more fair and equitable, and roll back some of these unreasonable tax cuts. And I would ask anybody, any conservative, once again, how do you do this? How do you spend more than you're taking in and make that work. Where does that work?
Well, especially since they've always claimed that they're the party of fiscal responsibility. I mean, this is the biggest canard that's out there. I mean, the spending that's going on under this administration is unbelievable. And who holds our debt? China and Japan.
Yeah, and our trade deficit with China is bad, too.
I mean, if people really stop to think about this, about how much of the American debt, how many treasury notes are held by the communist Chinese government, that's really scary.
It's very scary. Kurt, thank you, man. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.
All right, talk to you. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phone, 644. 16 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay, well, we've got a couple of the closures now affecting your surface street ride that's going to make for some problems. Westbound Bellevue shut down under I-25. That's for our first crash of the morning. Looks like three cars involved in this. So that's going to really affect your ride into the Denver Tech Center. We also have these problems, of course, that will continue through the morning along University. That is closed as well between Hamden and Bellevue. We have a huge hole in the road there. Working on a water main break. It's closed in both directions, and non-local traffic should really avoid the area. We're going to see a lot more traffic along Hamden and Bellevue as a result. Weather today? Looks like it could be gorgeous. Mostly sunny and warmer, high of 68. Right now, 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Got what it takes to host your own radio talk show? We're looking for America's newest progressive radio star. The winner gets a one-year contract to host a nationally syndicated weekend talk show. Find all the details on AM760.net.
The Real Estate Advocate will return on Saturday, October 14th to help you with your real estate and mortgage problems. Tune into The Real Estate Advocate from 1 to 2 p.m. Saturday, October 14th with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all of your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here Saturday, October 14th from 1 to 2.
Hi, I'm Stephen C. Ludwig, candidate for the University of Colorado Board of Regents at Large. And I'm proud to say, I'm the only progressive in this race. You know, this campaign for University of Colorado Regent isn't about a football team. It's not about a controversial professor or even one college campus. It's really about the future of our state. People always ask me, Stephen Ludwig, why should I care about the Regents race? Well, that's simple. Because the Regents impact you, your kids, and your friends through job creation, healthcare, and public education. Now, you might be wondering why vote for me, Stephen C. Ludwig, for Regent. Well, here's what I stand for. Affordable tuition. You and your family need to know that you can afford to attend college. Ensuring CU remains an economic development driver for Colorado, and working with K-12 to help solve the high school dropout crisis. Colorado can't thrive if we are not getting all the talented students we can into college. I'm Stephen C. Ludwig, candidate for the University of Colorado Board of Regents, and I approve this message.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voters Guide. Paid for by AARP.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Clash. 6:48. 48 minutes past the hour. High today, 67. Mostly sunny. Jay Marvin along with you. And today is the last day on that Superstar Talk Contest. Got to get your stuff into us today by 5 o'clock. Go to 4695 South Monaco Street here in Denver and get it in. You got to do it by 5. Those promos don't say that, but that's what they mean. Okay, let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, man, it's Friday. How bad can it be?
Oh, it's good. Hey,
you reminded me it was Friday the 13th, so I want to invite everybody to spend the day breaking mirrors, walking under ladders, and getting crossed by black cats.
Yeah, there you go, man.
Actually, the reason I was calling, I think you know I'm a conservative by now, but as far as the gay marriage thing goes, to not allow people, or not, I guess it's domestic partnership is the term they're using, they're Americans. They have the rights that all Americans have, and it's ridiculous to prevent them from being able to do these things with the person that they love. Because people don't agree with, you know, how they spend their life, doesn't mean that they don't deserve the same rights that the rest of Americans do. First and foremost, they're Americans.
Well, that's sticking to a very old-line conservative viewpoint, which a lot of conservatives used to have, which was the idea that the federal government should stay out of your life as much as possible, and one of those areas would be your bedroom.
And I completely agree with that.
Yeah, I just think that there are arguments. I mean, don't you think our arguments are illogical?
I don't know. To me, it's ridiculous. I don't understand. Being a Christian or whatever your religious background is, you're supposed to accept people. Like you said, I think yesterday, you love the sinner, hate the sin. Well, then why are they trying to punish these people for their lifestyle? It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, see, I think that's an interesting question that you raise, and I think that it goes like this. That if you live with somebody, that's okay. But if you engage in a homosexual act with somebody, then you've sinned and you're going to hell. So they don't hate you. This is what they claim. They don't hate you personally, but they feel for you because you're going to hell. But how they come off as is they come off as people who are extremely threatened and scared of individuals and of people that are different than them and that they know little about. That's how it strikes me. I don't know how it strikes you. Listen to some of the things that they say, and they apply terrible double standards when it comes to personal conduct.
Well, that's what I was going to say. As far as I know, and I've read the Bible, sin is the same in God's eyes, regardless of whether it's lying, adultery, premarital sex, homosexual relationships. It doesn't make a difference. It's all the same in God's eyes. So, to quote the Bible, don't talk to me about the splinter in my eye before you look at the plank in your eye.
Yeah,
plain and simple.
Exactly. And they have a double standard. I think a good example of that double standard was yesterday. I played that clip, and I don't know if we still have it or not, of Sean Hannity, who is talking about Governor Jim McGreevy, and he says, well, you know, I just can't. And, of course, he mixes that in with the discussion of the Mark Foley case, which one is sex between consenting adults. The other is alleged pedophilia and stalking of teenage boys. And he says, well, you know, I can't understand where a sitting governor would go out and have sex with strangers in truck stops and at bookstores. And Alan Combs sat there and didn't say anything. And it's like, Alan, raise your hand and say, are you telling me in a serious manner, whether having sex with out of marriage or whatever that case, that's not the question, but are you trying to tell me in a serious manner that heterosexuals don't have sex with strangers? Of course they do.
Of course. That's absurd. People pick up people in bars all the time.
Yeah.
That's why downtown's popular on Friday nights.
Exactly. So why the double standard?
It doesn't make any sense to me. I got two more things for you, Jay. Quick, I know you were talking about the propositions yesterday. What did you say about Prop 40? I didn't hear your opinion on that one. Or whether you talked about it.
No, we didn't do it. We're doing it. We'll do Prop 40 and a bunch of other propositions next week. Not on Monday, but probably Tuesday through Thursday.
Okay, well, I'll wait for them to call back and talk to you about that one. And then the other thing is you were asking why can't conservatives just admit their faults. I don't think it's just conservatives. Unfortunately, it's all politicians. And if there was a independent, I can't think, party that had a viable chance of winning, that would be honest about their things and not just toe the party line, but say, you know what, this is who I am. This is what I stand for. You either like me or you don't, but you know what, yeah, maybe I've changed my mind in the past, but that's just human nature. This is who I am. You know, vote for me or don't. I would probably vote for someone like that over a Republican or a Democrat. Politicians drive me nuts.
I can understand that feeling, but here's the point I'm trying to make. The point I was trying to make in that statement was this. I've been doing this format, this kind of radio, for 19 years now. Most of the radio stations I worked at, almost all of them, not most of them, almost all of them, I was the only liberal guy on the station. Might be one other one, but that would be it. I would constantly hear them, and I would constantly hear the callers talking about personal responsibility. Now, do Democrats do wrong? Yes. If they don't take responsibility for what they have done, are they wrong? Yes. But here's the final period on the sentence. They are not taking responsibility for the Foley situation. What they are doing is they are launching absurd conspiracy theories and pointing to other people instead of taking personal responsibility for not dealing with this guy. And that is being hypocritical, and it's not right. And it's not right, and they need to take responsibility. I got to run. I got to run, man.
Have a good one, Jay.
Okay. Let me go to Dale in Denver. Dale, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up?
Good. Hey, man, I just wanted to tell you that that the New Testament does reference homosexuality.
Where does it do that?
In the book of Romans.
What does it say?
Hold on one second, man. Let me grab that up real quick. First, it says in the first chapter of Romans, for this cause God gave them up into vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise the men also, leaving the natural use of woman, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Now, I do also want to add this, that we have to understand, Jay, that God gives us a choice with the lifestyle we want to live. Should we deliver this? Should we deliver the gospel to people? Absolutely. The Bible tells us to go into the world and preach the gospel. But again, God gives us a choice, because if he didn't, he never would have put the tree in the garden and given Adam and Eve the choice.
Well, okay, the only thing I can volley back on that is,
yeah,
is to say that the New Testament and the what you read right there does not say, and doesn't say, it does not use the word homosexuality,
uh-huh,
doesn't reference it directly. And the other thing I would say to you would be, yeah, I respect your beliefs,
yeah,
and I respect your beliefs about the Bible,
yeah,
but I would counter your view about God's choice on your sexuality. I would counter it with science and research, which indicates that you do not choose your sexuality, that you are born with it.
That is the truth.
Well, you know what? I'm up against the clock,
okay,
and I got to get in the news, but if you go look it up, it is. And you know what? Ask your own self this question. Sit down in sit down in the silence of a room and ask yourself and ponder on this question and put the Bible aside and ask yourself a legitimate question. At what age did you realize what your sexual orientation was? And did you make a choice to make that sexual orientation, or did you just know that it was? I got to run, Dale. Thank you.
Okay,
I appreciate it, man, and I respect your call.
Okay.
It's 6:58. We'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
Consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado network data as of 6/106.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760. Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Barbara Burns in Buffalo, New York. The city used to its fair share of snow, but not nearly 2 feet in the middle of October. With downed trees and power lines, the city is virtually shut down, including schools and businesses. Over 200,000 customers are without power, and the New York State Thruway is shut down from Rochester to nearly the Pennsylvania line, 105 miles in all. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
In Washington, Ohio Congressman Bob Ney is expected to plead guilty about an hour from now in the Jack Abramoff lobbying scandal. CBS's Howard Arenstein has the latest on the Mark Foley congressional page scandal.
The House Ethics Committee hears today from the congressman in charge of the House page program, John Shimkus of Illinois. Shimkus has told reporters he has nothing to hide. He says he was not aware of the explicit emails Foley had been exchanging with young congressional interns. Shimkus questioned Foley last year, but he took the matter no further.
Overseas, Britain's top general claims he was misunderstood when he said British troops should leave Iraq soon because they're doing more harm than good.
I'm a soldier. We don't do surrender. We don't pull down white flags.
But Richard Dennett is not backing off entirely.
It is undoubtedly a fact that in certain places, in certain parts of the country, because we are there, we are attacked.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. The administration's response to the British general sounds very much like its reaction to war policy critics here at home. The White House says leaving Iraq before the job is done would make the government there even more vulnerable to terrorists. Defending the military alliance, a spokeswoman says there's a UN mandate for the troop presence. The administration again promises to keep the pressure on insurgents.
The Nobel Peace Prize goes to Muhammad Yunus and the bank he created to help poor people in Bangladesh. Nobel Committee Chairman Ole Danbolt Muse.
How can you make a better world if you are not fighting poverty? It's impossible.
Can't resist the temptation to spend money? It can be a serious problem, and you might be surprised to learn just how many people have it. Live to CBS's Jim Shanavy.
Well, according to a study published in this month's American Journal of Psychiatry, there may be more than 10 million shopaholics out there. And the experts do consider compulsive shopping as a medical disorder, Frank. We're talking about people who shop because they can't stop. The problem's so big, the American Psychiatric Association is right now considering whether to add compulsive buying to its Bible of mental disorders.
A shopping spree on Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Otto and I are going shopping.
Shopping to promote the sale of clothing and other merchandise for a good cause.
I'm Oprah's roadie.
Part of each sale will go to help Africans with AIDS, TB, and malaria. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P stock futures are down about 2 points. This is CBS News.
Somewhere between what a person is saying and what they're not saying, between what a person wants and what they need, lies understanding. For every client, everywhere, UBS has the distinct ability to listen. But more importantly, the commitment to understand. UBS, leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking, and committed to a relationship we call you and us. Member SIPC.
at Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss?
Exactly.
Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new.
Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
I'm Corey Lopez, now with an AM 760 local news update. A Denver Water Board worker dead after a water main broke that he was working on last night about 11 o'clock. It happened on University Boulevard in front of Cherry Hills Country Club.
There were three men on the crew, and one of them was injured. We transported him to Swedish Hospital.
South Metro Fire's Andy Lyon says University Boulevard now closed between Bellevue and Hamden because of water damage. Gina will have more coming up. Great news for skiers. Arapahoe Basin opening for the season today. Breaking Loveland's streak of six straight years is the first resort in the nation to open. More problems discovered with Denver's mail-in absentee ballots. The Election Commission says that the return postage of the ballots calculated wrong. Instead of 63 cents, the ballots will cost more to deliver. The Election Committee says all return ballots will be accepted, but the maker will have to pay the difference to the U.S. Postal Service. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, watch out for a crash up north now, 104th Street at Huron. That's involving a pedestrian. Of course, we are seeing heavy conditions now southbound I-25 from 104th to 84th. Still dealing with these two tech center issues. We have westbound Bellevue, at least one lane closed under I-25, making for some problems for you there. Of course, we still have University between Hamden and Bellevue off limits due to a water main break. All non-local traffic discouraged. We have backups on Hamden right now in both directions. You could use Colorado around it. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today looks like it's going to be a beautiful one, mostly sunny and warmer, high of 68, currently 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now you can get one-hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 20 cents each. Log on to kingsoopers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating location. Right store, right price.
Monday, October 23rd, a Lifetime original movie starring Scrubs' Sarah Chalk.
In the dictionary under having it all was a picture of me.
At 27, Geraldine Lucas was living the dream.
Get married, have a career.
Until she faced the biggest challenge of her life.
I just found three lumps in my right breast.
Don't miss the inspiring true story of how one remarkable woman...
Does losing a breast make me less of a woman?
...discovered it's okay to laugh.
I literally see the dessert menu, please. I have cancer.
Why I Wore Lipstick to My Mastectomy premieres Monday, October 23rd at 9 8 Central on Lifetime.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Seven minutes after 7 o'clock, high today, 66, mostly sunny skies. AM 760 Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. It's Friday, let's celebrate. The AM 760 Progressive Talk Superstar Contest ends today at 5 o'clock. You got to get your stuff in to us by 5 o'clock, your 10-minute demo, as they say. CD or cassette, get it to us by 5 o'clock this afternoon. We're at 4695 South Monaco Street, Denver, Colorado. So, do it. Don't mail it. Get it to us. Got to be to us by 5 o'clock this afternoon. Got Broncos tickets to give away. We'll do it close to the 8 o'clock hour. We'll also play you in the 8 o'clock hour Keith Oberman's part 2 of this book, Tempting Faith, about how the GOP and the GOP elites have used the religious right. Okay, let's get back on the phones, and it's open phones, and we'll go to Mary in Fort Collins. Mary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I got a couple of things, and I'll try to be as brief as possible. I think there must be something in the water in the 4th District. I was just amazed yesterday to find out that Marilyn Musgrave is 10 points ahead of Angie Pagioni. And I think that everybody that hasn't done anything yet needs to get out there and really try to help Angie. But we also, I was just reading a letter from one of our local wackos about how Marilyn is the one who's going to catch Osama for us, and she goes all the way back not to Bill Clinton but to Jimmy Carter for coddling the terrorists. This guy claims that Carter kicked the Shah under the bus. You know, as I remember it, he brought him here to treat him for his cancer and made a lot of people over in Iran mad, but he did it anyway. This is kind of pretty typical run-of-the-mill far right. We do have this element of the 4th District, and it doesn't seem to be in the cities. It's just it's the outskirts, the rural
areas. Well, that's a Republican far-right talking point about the Shah and about Carter. And the fact is the Shah lost control of the country. We should have never put him in there to begin with. We overthrew a democratically elected government, which we didn't like. But it had nothing to do, that part of it had nothing, Jimmy Carter was not the president when that happened, and it had nothing to do with Jimmy Carter, and Jimmy Carter inherited a bad situation there. And you're right, on humanitarian grounds, he offered to let the Shah come here and be treated for cancer, so you can't pin that whole Iranian situation on Jimmy Carter, but that's what they do because they pin things on other people rather than looking at the facts as they really are, and that guy probably got it from some right-wing website on the net.
Right. I haven't heard your show much this week, so this might have also been discussed already, but I saw a little blip on local news sometime the last few days that O'Donnell, that someone had put tacks in his parking lot and around the sidewalk, and he and one of his aides had a flat tire. I didn't hear anything more about it, and I don't know how he's doing in the polls against Perlmutter.
He's 6 points down.
But I thought, boy, that sounds like a classic trick right out of Karl Rove's book.
Well, they don't know who did it. And,
exactly.
You know, and whoever did it, I mean, even if it were people who don't like him, it's a reprehensible, stupid, immature, childish thing to do, and it's a total and complete waste of time. They should put their energy some other place.
They certainly should. And I am worried about I'm very worried about the electronic voting machines, but
vote absentee.
Excuse me?
Vote absentee.
Right, that sounds good too, but I just wanted to mention that about 20 years ago I was an election judge. I was the Democrat and the other two women were Republicans, and we had the kind of pin push ballots. And you know, you go and you put it in a secret sleeve and they very ceremoniously have you drop it into this padlocked box. And when the voting was over, 7 o'clock, polls closed, one of the other women took the padlock, opened it up, scooped all the stuff, put it in a bag, and then she was supposed to take it down to the courthouse or whatever. And I'm not saying that she did anything. I'm sure she didn't. But she made the comment then that, you know, it'd be really easy to pull out all the votes I don't agree with and throw them out. You know, so I mean, where there's a will, there could be a way. I mean, I definitely prefer a paper ballot to the voting machines or the absentee.
Well, the best thing to do in this state is to vote absentee. And coming up after 8 o'clock, we'll have on somebody from the Denver Election Commission, Alton Dillard, to clear up how absentee ballots are handled here in the Denver area. And then we'll put people on from other counties next week to ask them how they handle it. But that's the best way to do it is to vote absentee.
Good. And thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thanks for the call. Have a good day.
You bet. You too.
All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Hey, I wanted to respond to the gentleman that called earlier about homosexuality as a choice.
Right.
When I hear those things, it's obvious to me that person doesn't know any gay people, doesn't have any gay family members, and has had no exposure to that. Because when you do, you understand that it's not a choice. When I first met my wife, my sister-in-law is gay, and I was young, and I kind of had to come to grips with it, but I've learned an awful lot from that experience, and it taught me a lot about myself and a lot about the lifestyle, and it is not a choice. And kind of ironically, one of the reasons that opinion, that person may not know any gay people, is because if you say something like that to an openly gay person, they will avoid you like the plague. You know, they just don't want to deal with people of that mentality. So that's really all I had to say.
I don't know if Dale knows any or doesn't know any. I don't know if that's the case. But I've always asked this question. I've always asked the same question that I ask him. I've always asked this of people who tell me that it's a choice. I've always said to them, okay, tell me when it was that you consciously made a decision, if you're heterosexual, that you consciously made a decision to like girls or women. When did that happen, and did you sit down and debate it? Did you, how did you get that? Where did it come from? Was it seeing how your parents acted, and then you made a decision to copy them, or how did you get to it? I mean, I think
it occurs almost before the age of reason. I mean, I think young boys and girls kind of have those little puppy love crushes when they're 6 to 8 years old. They become aware of the opposite sex, and I think at that point they're even too young to reason with it. It just happens to them genetically. I mean, it's pre-programmed. They are just whatever their setup is, that's where they're going to go. And I can remember personally, I had this insane little puppy love thing that was probably, I was probably 7 or 8 years old, and I think that's a fairly normal stage of development to become aware of the opposite sex. Almost, like I said, almost before the age of reason. Now, I'm not a psychologist, but, that just kind of seems like that's about the way things happen. I don't even have kids, but the other point I wanted to make was that I think a lot of the stuff going on with Hastert and the cover-up and all that stuff is that I think there is a certain mindset that the gay lifestyle is so foreign to them, they don't understand it, that they really thought what Foley was doing was just what gay people do. And they just kind of, there was a little bit on The Daily Show a while ago where they had a guy who was some kind of a gay lifestyle consultant who, they'll take somebody and put them on the camera and make an absolute fool out of them.
Right, right.
And this guy just spouted these just horrendous misconceptions about what gay people did with one another, and it was just hilarious. And I believe that, and this guy was pawning himself off as a consultant, I believe that they really thought that that's just part of their lifestyle. And, even the, I think even the gay community has rejected Foley's practices it's abhorrent to all lifestyles. Pedophilia is abhorrent to all life, I think all aspects of society, frankly.
Yeah, I mean,
even in prison, they're at the bottom of the food chain.
Yeah, I think you're totally 100% right. Now, as far as concretely how they feel about them, I don't know if it, and I'm talking now, what I'm talking about now is I'm talking about the leadership, okay?
Right.
I don't know if they really don't like them, or if they see it as being that they can get political mileage out of it.
Well, I think there's probably a little bit of everything in there. I think they don't understand it, they're frightened of it, and they realize that their constituents are frightened of it, and they use that to generate fear. And one more little thing, then I got to go. I heard a brilliant interview on NPR this morning with a gentleman who had been in North Korea, and he had hired, I had never heard of this happening, had contracted out North Koreans to paint animation cells for a film. And he had had some exposure to the society. And anyways, long story short, the end of the interview, the interviewer said, so do you feel that Kim Jong-il uses fear, a constant level of fear, to control his society? And he says, yeah, I think so. And it just struck me, I was lying there in the morning, like, well, that's exactly what's going on here. He's no different. We're just, manipulating us with fear. So,
well, that's how most extremists operate. I mean,
yeah,
they need an enemy, and then they have to create fear around that enemy, and then they use that to manipulate their passive followers into doing their bidding. Thanks. Hey, man, I appreciate it. Thanks. Good conversation.
Bye.
Okay. And we've got these really we've got these quotes about Kim Jong-il from a couple of people. And I'll play them for you after the break. The one about him looking at the rice is the weirdest one. And the guy is really eccentric and whacked out. He really needs therapy. But I'll play that for you coming up. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And let's take a look at progressive traffic now with Gina.
Jay, looks like it's going to be a bit of a tough ride this morning, at least off the highway. We're already seeing those delays on Hamden, both directions. If you're approaching University, once you discover University, off limits there down to Bellevue. So you're going to be forced to use either Colorado or Mott. I really think Colorado is probably the better option around the mess. Heavy as usual, southbound 25 now along our 104th to 84th stretch. Eastbound 270 building at I-76, and we have a new crash at 104th and Heron. Weather today in store for a beautiful day, mostly sunny and warmer. High of 68, currently 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
My name is J.B. Robert Espinoza, and I'm running for sheriff in Jefferson County. I'm a proud fourth-generation Colorado native, Vietnam-era veteran, who served as an FBI agent for over 23 years. I'm running for sheriff because I want to take my FBI law enforcement experience to make this the most efficient, innovative, respected, and transparent sheriff's department in the state. I'm asking for your vote and support on November 7th to take the sheriff's department to a new level of service for the citizens of Jefferson County. Again, I'm J.B. Robert Espinoza, candidate for sheriff in Jefferson County. Thank you.
Well, they're called perpetual petitioners.
Perpetual petitioners?
Narrow, special interest pushing pet proposals that hurt Colorado.
Like Amendment 38, the petition amendment?
Yeah, that one. Expensive and reckless.
What do you mean?
Well, it sounds good, but Amendment 38's fine print kills Colorado. Blows a hole in our state constitution.
Blows a hole in our state constitution?
Makes it easier to get wacky ideas on the ballot with sneaky language to confuse voters. The result will be chaos.
Oh, great. Just what we need. All government, all the time. Who's behind Amendment 38 anyway?
The same old cranks with a cause crowd who want to force taxpayers to foot the bill for their special interest agenda.
So what can we do to fight this?
Join more than 100 major civic and business groups, our daily newspapers, and responsible Coloradans everywhere. Vote no on Amendment 38. Don't let them hurt Colorado.
Paid for by Coloradans for Responsible Reform 2006. VoteNo38.com.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater. It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets.
Not a Progressive member?
Register now and get more information on AM760.net.
Tempted to let it play and let it play and let it play. Led Zeppelin. This is my favorite Zeppelin song, When the Levee Breaks. 7:22. 22 minutes after 7. All right. High today, 66, mostly sunny. Coming up close to 8 o'clock, your chance to win Broncos tickets. And today is the last day for the Superstar Radio Talk Contest. You got to get it to us. I'll give you the address. You got to get it to us by 5. All right. I was talking about Kim Jong-il. And it's open phones, by the way, too, 303-713-7600, and I got two open lines. I was talking about Kim Jong-il. Check out this. This is, I'm not looking at my call track. Hang on a second. Let me look at my call. Yeah, this is Professor Gerald Post. And then we're going to hear from a Republican, Representative Kurt Weldon. But listen to this Gerald Post thing first on Kim Jong-il. Check this out.
He has every grain of rice he eats personally inspected, any slight flaw, and it's discarded. As he is asking his countrymen, and this is a cocoon-like environment, for sacrifice, he has this very hedonistic lifestyle. According to the Hennessy Fine Spirits Company, he spent between $650,000 and $800,000 a year for the decade 1989 to 1999, while the average North Korean in this starving country is earning between $900 and $1,000 a year.
Now, can you imagine that? Every single grain of rice is inspected. This guy is out of his frickin' mind. And you want to call and tell me that he's not crazy? That is totally and completely bizarre. All right, here's Kurt Weldon about their propaganda machine. Check this out.
His devotion to the arts is amazing. I visited the movie studio complex that he personally directs, and their back lot is as good as the Universal Studios back lot. And that's where they produce all the films and videos, the propaganda that helps to keep the people in line.
Amazing. But how many of us go to, like, or Japanese or Chinese restaurants? Right? Could you imagine having to have somebody, you're so paranoid, you're so crazed that you would have somebody check every single bit of rice, every grain of rice you eat, somebody would have to look at it. Or spending that much money in a year's time on liquor, while the people in your country basically are dying of starvation. Now, I'm not making a case that we should go attack him. I'm not saying that, and I've been saying it all along, but we should be talking directly to him, even though there were people yesterday who brought up that other parties should be involved. And in essence, I think that part of it makes a lot of sense, too. I mean, the South Koreans have got to be involved, so have the Japanese, and so have the Chinese, for sure. Because the Chinese fear that if Kim Jong-il's regime were to go under, that they would be caught with a flood of refugees. The South Koreans believe that if Kim Jong-il's regime went under, that they would be caught with all of these refugees, and that it would sink their economy, that it would destroy them. So those are some of the concerns that are going on there. All right, let's go to Mark in Colorado Springs. Mark, hi, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. Hey, loving the topics this morning. But I got to tell you, man, on homosexuality, your previous caller said, you know, that the guy before him probably doesn't know homosexuals, that sort of thing. I have family members that are homosexual. I have direct bloodline family members that are homosexual. I have in-laws that are homosexual. Now, for some reason, you know, I'm a Christian. For some reason, I have my in-laws and my family members, they confide in me. Now, maybe this is not true with all homosexuals. You just can't generalize them. They're people, too. You know, people like to, you know, look at the homos who are homosexual. But the point I wanted to make was that they confide in me and they talk to me about homosexuality and how, you know, they feel ostracized by some of our own family members, have a family reunion, and some family members don't. And the thing is, man, they come and they cry out, and every last one of them, and I know you guys ready, every last one of them, make a point.
Oh, boy, your phone's breaking up, man. And I know you got to make a good point, but your phone's breaking up. Did we lose you? Oh. Darn it. That always happens. All right, try to call back. That's the best thing I can say. Try to call back. Let's go to Bill in the Longmont. Bill, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
You covered this, I guess, in the No Power Hour, and I sorry I missed it, but I was furious to hear that the Democratic National Campaign Committee has pulled the resources out of the 4th District, which includes Boulder part of Boulder County, and thrown it to Colorado Springs, which, with all due respect to Jay Fawcett, I was in exile down there for 11 years, and most people down there would vote for Charles Manson as long as he had an R behind his name.
Well, that's not what the current polls indicate.
Yeah, what is the latest polling on that race?
The latest polling on that race is indicating that Fawcett is either a couple of percentage points ahead or that he's in a dead tie with Lamborn, and Lamborn is in serious trouble. That's what the polls indicate there. As far as the Democratic National Congressional Committee, as far as them pulling their money, I agree with you. I'm sorry that they did that. However, they are still paying for direct mailers for Angie Piccioni, and she has now gotten an infusion of cash from Emily's List, which backs Democratic women who run for office. And then there's also this, which I did this morning, and everybody else can do.
Mm-hmm.
Go to her website and make a donation. I made a donation again this morning.
I did that.
This is my third donation to that campaign. We have got to get together, and we have got to push her over the top, and we can't give up on her because we still got 3 weeks to go, and we got to go to the wall, man.
Yeah, I sent her $200, and I'm proud to do it. I'll try to send her more if I can. It's amazing. I'm really amazed at those poll numbers in the Springs, having lived on it. I guess what happened, the Republican primary was so divisive and so hostile to each other. I guess they had a circular firing squad.
Well, Lamborn, as Heffley says, is pretty unethical. He's pretty snaky, and on top of that, intellectual and brain power wise, he's no match for Jay Fawcett.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Fawcett is way, way, way smarter than Lamborn, and Fawcett has his act together, man, and he knows what to do and how to do it and how to solve problems, and he has sensible solutions. And I think people there are like people across this country. They're desperate for change, and on top of that, they want problem solvers, not problem creators. Bill, I got to run, man. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Jay.
All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600-730 here at AM 760. Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Gina.
All right. Well, it's a Friday the 13th commute for sure. We have a lot of problems. New crash southbound 25 north of County Line. We're already seeing the delays kick in there at Dry Creek. Westbound I-70 jammed up from Chambers to 270 due to a stall. We have a pedestrian-involved crash at the intersection of 104th and Huron that's tying that up. And you've got very heavy conditions now along I-25 out of Thornton North Glen. Of course, don't forget the water main break. University. It's really having an impact on local traffic there between Hamden and...
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5440 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from DenverHomePrice.com is absolutely free. Visit DenverHomePrice.com. That's DenverHomePrice.com.
The Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and name one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni,
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Petroni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Petroni for Congress.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't.
Good morning, 7:34, 34 minutes of half hour. High today, 66, mostly sunny. Coming up this half hour, chance for you to win Broncos tickets. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, our talk superstar, radio superstar contest. Deadline, 5 o'clock this afternoon to get your stuff in. 4695 South Monaco Street here in Denver. It's open phones, and let's go back to the phones. Is Mark back? Is that what the story is? John? Is Mark back? Do we try him again? Mark, is he there? Okay. All right, Mark, let's pick it up where we left off. You were talking about you have family members that are gay and they talk to you. Okay, move on from there.
All right, yeah, you know, they talk to me and they've all cried out tears and all, man. And this is not, you know, I can't say every homosexual person that lives that lifestyle is this way. But they, in my family, they've all talked to me and said, hey, somebody encouraged them to be homosexual. And I was like, no, what do you mean somebody encouraged you? You know, whether... You know, is when there was a child, and you raised a question, you raised a heck of a question, which, you know, when do you choose your sexuality? And, you know, I listened to the caller talk about that, and he contradicted himself. He started talking about puppy love. You do choose your sexuality. You may not be cognizant of it, but you do choose your sexuality.
Well, how do you choose it? How do you choose it?
If your norm is around, you know, healthy, quote-unquote, heterosexual relationships, then that's what you're going to follow as a child. Because when you're a child, you follow what you see. You adapt to what you see. You don't break off to something that is, you know, quote-unquote, abnormal. If you're around someone that's homosexual or you're around family members that's homosexual, and I think that's what this big fight is about.
All right, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. What do you say to somebody, though, who would say to you that I'm gay, but my parents and my family members were heterosexual, what happened to me?
I guarantee you, Jay, they know someone that is of a homosexual. I guarantee you.
Well, what do you mean? What does that mean, that they know somebody who's homosexual? What are you saying, that they were recruited into the lifestyle?
Come on, man. Let's not say they recruited.
I'm trying to get a beat on what you mean and what you're saying.
I mean, what you're saying, Jay. And my family members, I'm talking for my family members. From my experience, they've all told me they knew someone when they were a child. Hey, that they knew someone that was homosexual, whether it was another child, whether it was
I knew somebody growing up that was homosexual. How come I didn't turn out homosexual?
I knew him too when I was a kid. I'm just telling you.
Wait a minute. How come I didn't turn out homosexual if I knew somebody that was close to me in my family that was gay?
Jay, I cannot debate that because I know him too. I know some.
But that whole fact though defeats the argument though you're making to me
I'm telling you from individuals that were homosexual because I raised the same question. Well, that doesn't happen to me. How do you justify that? They just tell me, you know, hey Mark, you know, I know this guy, or I know this girl, she liked me, and bam, there it goes.
Hold it a minute. Somebody can't lead you somewhere. Somebody can't lead you somewhere unless you want to go there.
Let me tell you, all right, Jay, let's be honest. We're both males. We're both men. You know, I'm a heterosexual guy, but check this out. The first time you know about sex was from who? It wasn't from a guy. It was from a girl. So don't tell me you can't be led. Don't tell me you cannot be late.
Well, the reason I never found out about actually the first time I ever found out about sex was not from a girl. Actually, it was from a guy.
From a guy, but the sex your first real experience about sex couldn't come from because you didn't kiss a guy to find out.
I didn't kiss a guy because I wasn't attracted to them. But the first person I ever heard.
But the
first person I ever heard to talk about it was a guy.
Attraction is a choice.
No, I disagree with you.
We buy a car, No, most people, 99% of people...
Buying a car...
It's with anything.
Right.
Anything attraction. Anything.
You know what? You want to equate buying a car... to your sexuality.
No,
that's
Jay,
fine, but
Jay,
I don't.
Works,
but
Jay,
I. But
Jay,
I. I don't Jay, think that dog hunts.
Jay, it works from one end of the spectrum to the other. You know.
Let me get you to stop something. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. In all due respect. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say to me, Jay, you know it, because here's the thing. I respect your opinion, but you and I are not going to agree on this. I think that you are wrong, and I don't think that you statistically can back up your case.
And I also think
that you should stop saying, come on, Jay, you know it, when, in all due respect, Mark, no, I don't know it.
Let me tell you why I say that to you, Jay. I don't believe that most people, most Americans, are honest about what they see and what they feel.
Wait a minute. What are you saying? Are you accusing me? Now you're accusing me? Or are you trying to insinuate that you think I'm being dishonest?
What I'm saying is, I generalized you. I probably shouldn't have. But that, you know, that's what happens. Most of the times we see things and we don't go beyond what we see. We look at the cover and we make judgments. I'm telling you what my relatives have told me.
All right, how many relatives?
I got quite a few.
Well, how many of them are gay? Give me a number count.
If I give you a number, more than 20.
Okay, more than 20.
Hang on.
All right, more than 20.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me point two things out to you.
Number one,
how many gay people do you think there are in the United States of America?
Come on, Jay, there's millions.
Okay, do you think that, all right, if you want to admit that there's millions... Do you think that a sample size of 20 would be representative?
Hold it a second.
You're African American.
Yep.
I've also heard white people use the exact same statement towards black people about stereotypes, saying, because I know 10 black people.
And then I have to roll
right back around and say to them, okay, how many? Or Hispanics, Mexicans, Latinos. And then I got to roll right back around and I got to say to them, okay, well, how many do you think there are in the United States? And do you think that's a representative sample? Come on, man.
But Jay, that's based on what they see or what they've been told. If I got over 20 homosexuals in my family and they tell me something, I got to go on what they tell me. I'm not going on what I observe. That's different, because then that's carrying on a stereotype. If I see something and say, okay, these 20 individuals are that way, then I am pushing a stereotype. I'm telling you what they told me, what they confessed
well,
to me.
Should I lay down the same standard towards those people who send me overtly racist emails, and they'll claim that they go by what they've seen and what they claim to know, instead of saying to them, all right, here's the thing, none of us have the experience to encounter enough people to make an adequate sample size, so why don't you just do this? Why don't you just go and research it out and see what the responses are and see what people have to say about it, instead of going on what 20 people have told you. I mean, that's the same thing as Bill Owens, the governor of this state, making an absurd statement about Asians and Jews in relation to Latinos and African Americans. Now, how many Jews? How many Jews does Governor Owens know?
I don't know.
How many Asians does he know?
But he can't tell you about the culture unless they tell you about the culture. That's what I'm telling
But even if you get a small representative sample size of somebody who tells you about the culture, they can't possibly in any way, shape, or form represent the entire culture. There's no way.
Of course not. And I didn't say that. I said, if you recall, you play back the tape, I said maybe this is not true with all homosexuals. I started my comment that
But that's not the way you're talking.
I'm telling you what I was told by over 20 homosexuals in my family.
Look, I'm sure that there are some gay people, I'm sure that there are some gays and lesbians who will tell you that they chose to be gay and lesbian. But I maintain, by and large, based on statistics and things that I've read, okay, that the majority of people, gay, straight, or no sexual urges, do not sit down and make a conscious decision or even an unconscious decision about their sexuality, that it is transmitted to you through genes and through background, and it does not come from sitting down and making an unconscious or conscious choice about what you're going
to
do.
No, you know, I have to agree with you, Jay. Nobody, I don't think anybody sits down and actually debate that. You made that comment earlier. You didn't have a call on, but you made that comment earlier. And I agree with you. No one sits down and says, okay, am I straight? Am I gay? What are people going to think? Maybe that comes up after the fact, after they realize, you know what? This is the lifestyle I chose. What are some people going
to
think?
Yeah, but they don't choose it. That's where you and I disagree. I don't think that to make a choice means that you have to be motivated by a decision and by the facts at hand in order to choose something, whether it's conscious or subconscious. And I don't think that people sit down and make those kinds of choices and statements about their sexuality. I mean, when did you make your decision that you were going to be heterosexual?
Actually, when I was probably about 13, when I really looked at a girl and said I wanted her, that's when I really made that decision. That's when I really made that decision. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I don't know. Because, you know, I didn't wander around aimlessly going, what is this feeling I got? No, I was like, I like her over there.
You weren't attracted to girls or attracted to little girls like say when you were 5 or 6.
Of course I was, but I didn't know what I was looking at. She was cute. She was pretty.
Well, all right, yeah, but that's the point. That's the point I'm trying to make. You didn't make a decision. You didn't consciously make or unconsciously make a decision. You were born with it. You were born with your sexual orientation.
Hey, but wait a minute now, because I knew homosexuals before I was 13, and I could have easily made a decision.
You can't make a decision. That's my whole point. You can't make a decision. Well, all right, you know what? Believe what you want to believe. I respect your opinion.
I respect yours. That's what I call it. But one thing before you leave, Jay, because I hear the music playing. Hey, on Little Kim in Korea, the guy is crazy. I was stationed in Korea, and that guy, something wrong with him.
Yeah,
they didn't need to go to this guy and deal with him, or talk this guy off his horse.
You can't do that.
This guy's going to cause a problem.
You can't use force. You can't do
it. Well, you can't. You know, that's what I'm saying. Either one, because this guy's going to cause a real problem.
You can't use force. All right, thanks, man. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. It's, what is it? How come I just hit that off and it didn't go off? So, you know, what's up with that? 746, 14 away from 8. More open phones and Broncos tickets to give away. But right now, a look at traffic with Gina.
Well, Jay, it's been a really difficult drive this morning with problems now on southbound I-25 at Dry Creek. That's going to be right through your Tech Center Drive. Of course, we're seeing heavy conditions as well on the northbound lanes. Westbound I-70 at 270, we had a disabled vehicle causing a clog there. Crash at 104th and Huron, that's involving a pedestrian. And, of course, this closure of University between Bellevue and Hamden. We also had an earlier Tech Center problem, that crash affecting westbound Bellevue under I-25. Looks like they've cleared that. Traffic just busy now through that area. Weather today in store for a beautiful day, mostly sunny and warmer, high of 68, currently 41 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
So, you think this is easy, huh?
Anyone can do it, right?
Okay, here's your chance to walk the talk.
Here's a shot at winning your own nationally syndicated weekend radio talk show, folks.
We're looking for America's next
Progressive Talk Radio star.
Imagine yourself in a darkened studio.
Blinking phone banks.
Filled with listeners who want to say how brilliant you are.
And then you wake up.
For more information on how to be America's newest progressive radio star, log on to AM760.net.
We need you on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Sharon Huntoon of Men and Women Seeking Empowerment reminds listeners that last year, thousands of people suffered abuse at the hands of someone claiming to love them. Unfortunately, these emotionally complex situations often go unreported. If you know of someone suffering from domestic violence, care enough to direct that person to the people and organizations who can help. Remember, only when it's out in the open can the healing process begin. This is from Sharon Huntoon of Men and Women Seeking Empowerment in Lafayette.
I don't think I'm being difficult. I just want my new home to say certain things about me. That's all. Like, what a fascinating person you are. Or, my, what a big kitchen island you have. Or maybe, look at that built-in tech area for the kids. You must be a wonderful mother. You know, that sort of thing.
Your home says a lot about you. Make sure it says all the right things. At John Lang Homes, we have a wide range of thoughtful new designs that will speak volumes about your practical nature and your good taste. They also say something important about us. Because we're a private company, we can choose to build a few hundred homes a year instead of a few thousand like larger publicly held builders, which means we can give more personal attention to you. If you want to move soon, we have some very smart choices for you. Come see us in Stapleton, Brighton, and Erie, where we have new homes ready for move-in. To learn more, visit us at johnlanghomes.com. That's Lang, spelled L-A-I-N-G.
Deep inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a top job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
Ladies, get your smile on.
There's nothing like fresh roasted turkey and succulent ripe tomatoes to get me excited about a sandwich. But there is one thing that can make me want it even more. The delicious taste and crispy crunch of baked Lay's potato crisps. A sandwich and baked Lay's. I think I'm in love.
Lay's, get your smile on.
Get the classic taste of Lay's potato chips and a toasted sub today at Subway restaurants.
Top three reasons I'm upgrading my tools. Number three, my hammer looks like it's the one taking a beating. Number two, hand tools that require less work for me, I like it. And number one, I can have the tools to tackle any project for less.
Now through November 1st at the Home Depot Tool Event, you can get a Home Depot gift card worth up to $50 by mail-in rebate when you purchase qualified Stanley hand tools. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Nine minutes away from 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hi, today's 66. And today is the last day for this radio superstar contest. Got to get your stuff to us by 5. Close of business today. I'll give you the address because I don't have it off the top of my head. I'm bad with numbers, but I'll give you the address after 8 o'clock. Also, after 8 o'clock, we'll play the Keith Olbermann piece on the religious right being used by the GOP. This is part 2 of that if you didn't hear it on Countdown last night. And I also want to read this instant message, which you can do at am760.net. And then John Turk will come forward with the trivia question for the Broncos tickets. You want to do that now? Why would you prefer to do it now, John? All right, he wants to do it now. John is just chomping at the bit. What, are you going
to
go run out and
play? No, this will give me time to do it. I'm here by myself, so I got to screen our phone calls and then deal with all the... And when we throw out a contest for the Denver Bronco tickets, man, that line, those contest line ring for a good half hour. So I'd like to get it out now so we can get it done before the top of the hour.
Do it.
All right, here's the deal. Whoever's the first person to answer this trivia question correctly at Here's the phone number, 303-631-2760. Again, 303-631-2760. First caller to answer this one correctly will get a pair of Broncos tickets for Sunday night against the Oakland Raiders. So we got a Broncos Radio trivia question. The Broncos and Raiders have met only twice in the playoffs. Name those years for me. I don't need the results. I just need the years that the Broncos and Raiders met in the playoffs. 631-2760. 303-631-2760.
Rephrase the question one more time.
Broncos and Raiders have met in the playoffs only twice. Name those years for me.
Okay. Is that first correct answer? First correct answer. Okay, here we go. Phones are ringing. We'll see if we get an answer. All right, now let me read this IM. Says, Jay, greetings. I was your earlier caller with the word of God. I need to express my profound disappointment in your conduct, although I know it's your show, during my call, not because you did not agree with me, but because you threw out bad info, and when given direct evidence of your mistake, you refused to let me clarify my point. I am disappointed because I am a regular listener to you and to Big Ed, and you tout your show as a free exchange of ideas. By not letting me clarify my points, you were directly responsible for later callers who are somehow demonizing me and saying I do not understand homosexuality. Yes, I do. I was a victim of being raped as a child by a grown man. That's not homosexuality, by the way. And I struggled for many years with my sexuality, but I made the choice to be heterosexual. I write about this in my book I am working on, and would be happy to send it to you immediately. God loves homosexuals. He just hates their sins. We were all created in the image of God. I am also upset because I thought you were different than TV media, who takes sound bites and makes stories around a few of them. You let me speak a few words, and for all intents and purposes, you shouted me down. I would like to discuss this with you on the air soon. I'm neither a Democrat or a Republican. I'm an independent. Let's chat on the air. And the only way I can answer that is that I did not shout you down. And I specifically said to you that I respected your opinion, but I said to you that I was out of time, and here's the facts. The fact is that at 8 o'clock, I have to go to the network news. I don't have any choice. Actually, we break at about 2 minutes and 20 seconds to the hour. I don't have any choice about that at all, and that's what I said to you. I said, I'm out of time. I have to go. And I didn't do it because I intended to cut you off or not let you have your say. And you're welcome anytime you want to. And I sent you this in email. I sent this to you in email that you can call back anytime. So I'm not trying. Wasn't trying to cut you off. And no callers who called up here were mocking you, nor were they making fun of you. They were saying that they disagree with you, which everybody has the right to do that. I mean, everybody's got the right to call up here, and everybody's got the right to say what they think and to say whether they agree or disagree. So if you want to call up and you make a statement that draws lightning bolts, then you got to be prepared for people to call up and say, "Okay, look, here's what the deal is. I don't go along with you. I don't agree with you, and this is how I feel." All right, we got about a minute and 30 seconds, or about 2 minutes. I don't want to cut anybody off. Let me go to Kathy in Denver, who's been hanging on. Kathy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Cassie Perlmutter. You're so good. Gosh.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Huh. I wouldn't be able to do what you do.
Yes, you would.
I was just, let's see, a couple things. Well, I was at one of those games, actually. I was at the first one. So
Don't give the answer away.
I'm not, but I was there. And it was fun. It was great. Let's see. I'm just calling to get people out and working on campaigns. You know, the Republicans have dumped $50 million into commercials across this country. And you can see how many run to, you know, how many commercials run to R1. And, of course, they're all kind of nasty. But so the only way we can counter it is just get out and work on campaigns. You know, I know Ed's going to be on the radio this morning talking about canvassing this weekend. We have a great senior event that I would love people to get in touch with seniors they know.
Quickly, hurry, because I'm running out of time.
Okay. Anyway, it's Monday at 3 at the Lakewood Clemens Community Center. Mark Udall will be there. Ed will be there. My dad's 81st birthday. It should be great. Anyway, thank you. Keep it up.
You got it. You
thank
got
you.
It.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Kathy.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye now. All right. We'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll talk about ballot business. We're going to talk about absentee ballots, how they're handled, and also we'll play the Keith Olbermann thing from last night. So stick around. Plus, we'll take more open phone calls.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Hi, I'm Stephen C. Ludwig, candidate for the University of Colorado Board of Regents at Large. And I'm proud to say, I'm the only progressive in this race. You know, this campaign for University of Colorado Regent isn't about a football team. It's not about a controversial professor or even one college campus. It's really about the future of our state. People always ask me, Stephen Ludwig, why should I care about the Regents race? Well, that's simple. Because the Regents impact you, your kids, and your friends through job creation, health care, and public education. Now, you might be wondering why vote for me, Stephen C. Ludwig, for Regent. Well, here's what I stand for. Affordable tuition. You and your family need to know that you can afford to attend college. Ensuring CU remains an economic development driver for Colorado, and working with K-12 to help solve the high school dropout crisis. Colorado can't thrive if we are not getting all the talented students we can into college. I'm Stephen C. Ludwig, candidate for the University of Colorado Board of Regents, and I approve this message.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. It's a day of reckoning for Ohio Congressman Bob Ney. He's due in court at this hour to plead guilty in a congressional lobbying scandal. Live to CBS's Howard Arenstein.
Ney could go to prison for up to 10 years. The six-term congressman from Ohio enjoyed the good life. Trips, tickets to sporting events, meals, and casino chips, all in exchange for supporting legislation pushed by lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Ney pleaded guilty last month to charges of conspiracy and making false statements. He may tell Judge Ellen Huvel that he's resigning his seat.
On Capitol Hill, another key witness is testifying in the Congressman Mark Foley investigation. CBS's Cheryl Atkinson has that.
Up today, before the House committee investigating the Page scandal, Congressman John Shimkus. He heads a three-member panel overseeing the Page program. He said he questioned Foley about overly friendly emails to a Page last fall, but says he didn't know about those explicit instant messages.
Former Page Richard Wynn tells the CBS News Early Show he saw Foley go beyond instant messaging.
I saw him conversing with another male Page. But at one point, he decided to pat that page's behind.
Well, it may be autumn in your neck of the woods, but it's snow shoveling season in Buffalo. A record snowfall, as much as 2 feet in some parts. Schools closed, more than 200,000 homes and businesses have no power. A 100-mile stretch of the New York State Thruway is closed. Britain's top military man is sticking to his guns.
I don't take back what I said. And I don't think I'm the first person to have said those things.
But General Richard Danik claims he was misunderstood when he said British forces should leave Iraq soon because they're doing more harm than good.
I'm Cammie McCormick in Baghdad. The British have 7,500 troops in Iraq, most in the south, in Basra, where many of the residents agree that it's time for them to leave. With Iraqi security forces on the ground there and the situation relatively stable, Britain has handed over security responsibilities in two provinces to the Iraqis.
British coroner says American troops should be prosecuted for a shooting in the early days of the war that took the life of British journalist Terry Lloyd. Lloyd's daughter Chelsea says she's seen the evidence.
We have heard and seen evidence which proves without doubt that my father was unlawfully killed by a bullet to the head from a heavy caliber machine gun fired by U.S. Marines.
The Pentagon says that shooting was an accident. The Nobel Peace Prize will be shared by an economist from Bangladesh and the bank he formed to help poor people. The winners are Muhammad Yunus and the Grameen Bank. Alex Counts is with the Grameen Bank Foundation.
We always hoped that the Nobel Committee would think of peace broadly.
peace being freedom from poverty.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrial Average is down 18 points. NASDAQ is up 2.5. This is CBS News.
You, playing Texas Hold'em with Mozart, fairies, kings, queens, albino aardvarks, karaoke singing koalas, the Sun City kickball team, wearing flippers, Sasquatch and Nessie holding hands at sunset in the Grand Canyon. Dreams, they can be strange and magical, but if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other, approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence, so you can get to sleep, and maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you, or if you're insomnia doesn't improve. Take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1. CRN Prevention Magazine or visit Rosarum.com.
Swimming babies, dancing babies, singing babies.
I'm Corey Lopez, now with an AM 760 local news update. Denver Water Board worker dead after a water main broke that he was working on last night about 11 o'clock. It happened on University Boulevard in front of Cherry Hills Country Club.
There were three men on the crew, and one of them was injured. We transported him to Swedish Hospital.
South Metro Fire's Andy Lyon says University Boulevard now closed between Bellevue and Hamden because of water damage. Gina will have more coming up. Great news for skiers. Arapahoe Basin opening for the season today, breaking Loveland's streak of six straight years as the first resort in the nation to open. More problems discovered with Denver's mail-in absentee ballots. The Election Commission says that the return postage of the ballots calculated wrong. Instead of 63 cents, the ballots will cost more to deliver. The Election Committee says all return ballots will be accepted, but the maker will have to pay the difference to the U.S. Postal Service. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, not good for our commute. We've got some major gridlock setting in southbound I-25 from Arapahoe down to County Line. That's due to a crash involving a semi. Westbound I-70 affected by a wreck between Pena and Colorado Boulevard. We have rolling delays northbound 25 between Alameda and 6. That problem off on the shoulder. And in Boulder Canyon, a semi has rolled on the westbound lanes near the falls, so that's going to create a major bottleneck there. Avoid it if you can. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, we're in store for a beautiful day, mostly sunny and warmer, high of 68, currently 44 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now you can get 1 hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 20 cents each. Log on to kingsoopers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating location. Right store, right price.
Hey, folks, it's Otto, official spokes owl for the Northwest Parkway. My wise tip for today is drive the Northwest Parkway and help the environment. The less gas you use, the less pollution. Go to flywithotto.com for more wise tips.
This week at the video station in Boulder, check out Prairie Home Companion, Click, The King, and Art School Confidential. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. Could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning. 8:06. 6 minutes after 8. High today is 66. Mostly sunny skies. AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And the Progressive Talk Radio Star Contest. You got to get your entry in. You got to get your stuff in here. Your demo. Your 10 minutes on CD or cassette by 5 o'clock this afternoon. So we're located at 4695 South Monaco Street. Today is the last day. All right. A lot of debate here about ballots and voting integrity. And we've been talking about it for months and months and months and months and months now. We're going to talk to the communications director at the Denver Election Commission, Alton Dillard, to clear up how the absentee ballots are dealt with and to talk about some other problems and find out what's going on. And Mr. Dillard, welcome, and thanks for being on the show.
Certainly, Jay. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. Okay, first of all, I'm going to cast an absentee ballot, and there's a lot of people who are going to cast an absentee ballot. When I cast it and when I turn it back into you, what happens to it then? Do the ballots, do the absentee ballots get counted first after the polls close, or do they get counted last over the after the polls close? And I don't know if it's a misconception, but a story is going around out there that if a candidate wins, then those votes are those absentee votes are just not counted. How does all this work?
Yeah, now that's not true. To use one of your terms, that's brainstem thinking to give you an idea of how this all shakes out, Jay. There's a statutory period where you can collect the absentee ballots, but you can't count them. You can actually start tabulating them. Don't quote me on this. I think it's around somewhere around 10 days before the actual election. So those are actually the first ones tallied. When you see those first numbers that come up on your TV screen at 7:05, at 7:10, at 7:20, those are the numbers you're seeing. So they're actually among the first counted along with any early vote. But you have to remember with absentee, those are also taken in person up until 7 p.m. on election night when the polls close. So they're still coming in from different parts of the city. But the ones that come in before start getting tabulated beforehand.
Okay, so it's a myth that they're counted last. It's a myth that if a race is decided or a ballot initiative is decided, that they don't count.
Right. You count all the votes, Jay. One of the things I think that sometimes escapes the public is that's the reason that you have what are called the unofficial results. The actual election is not put to bed a week to 10 days after the election when you do what's called a post-election audit, which essentially is making sure that whatever votes went into the machines or the ones that came out of the machines, whichever ones went on the absentee ballots, are the ones that get tabulated. So if you'll notice, when the results come up on election night, those say unofficial results.
Okay, so for somebody out there who is worried, and I think this is a national problem, not just confined to Denver, but and of course the wonderful job that Gigi Dennis did not do, for those of us that are concerned about this, what can you say to reassure us and make us feel more secure that our vote will count?
Well, you have to trust the integrity of your people charged with, you know, protecting this sacred right of ours. People fought and died for the right to vote. We understand that there are some concerns, and at the Denver Election Commission, we never try to downplay those concerns, but trust me, the system works. We have things built in beforehand to make sure the equipment works, to make sure everything's counting everything properly. And this is all something that is mandated by law. I think there's a bit of a misconception that election officials, you know, spend 10 months out of the year hanging out waiting for election to roll around and all of a sudden kick it into high gear. We have statutory mileposts all through this process, both by federal and state law, that dictate that we have to do everything from what's called a pre-lat, which is a fancy term for logic and accuracy testing, where we actually bring in representatives of the parties, have them do a test election, they vote the machines, they vote the absentee ballot, and then they tally everything up to make sure everything matches. That is something that is done every year. That's a public process. It's one that the media and the public can observe even.
Okay. All right, now, what about the typo on some ballots about referendum F? Explain that.
Yeah, that's an easy one to explain. Somewhere between the time that the correct proof left the Denver Election Commission and went to Sequoia Printing Division, but by the time it got on their actual presses, apparently something got transposed. So essentially what it does is that's the one race that on the ballot the no appears above the yes. The one thing that people need to take a close look at there is that the arrows that you have to fill in on an absentee ballot can only be filled out one way for the vote to be correct. You have to, it's a broken arrow, and you have to connect the middle part with a solid line. So if you try to do a check mark, if you try to circle it or whatever, that's not going to count. So all we're hoping is that voters don't go on the autopilot and just think they're going to take this ballot and just mark them in, you know, top to bottom without looking to see what they're voting on. It's pretty apparent that it takes your eye right to the area where the error is, and the main thing voters need to know is that yes still means yes and no still means no, regardless of whether it appears top or bottom. So they need to take a good close look at that.
Okay, finally, postage controversy. What's going on with that?
Oh, the postage. That was one where they again, being Sequoia, sort of didn't give enough cushion on the postage. They made an assumption on their end that the 63 cents would be sufficient, not taking into account that there are two tabs that are on the tops of the two-page absentee ballot that actually added to the postage. So the main thing we want to press on that is just put the absentee ballot in a mailbox, get it to us. No absentee ballot will be turned away due to postage.
Okay, so we've got all this stuff cleared up, I think. Do you think we got it all cleared up?
I think we have it all cleared up. We are coming up, early voting starts on the 23rd, so we're in election ramp-up mode right now. And anything we can do to set the voters' minds at ease, some of these things happen, but the main thing they need to understand on absentee, get those things back to us, whether you stick them in the mailbox, whether you bring them to us here at the Election Commission, whether you drop it off at an early vote location during early voting, or whether you drop it off at one of Denver's 55 vote centers on Election Day, those will be counted. So just put the thing in a mailbox. We'll take care of the postage differential, and we're going to be passing that bill to Sequoia.
Okay, and one last question here. If a lot of us vote absentee, and I know a lot of people are going to vote absentee, because we're nervous about the integrity of the machines, is that going to slow down the vote tally on election night? Is that going to slow that down at all?
It shouldn't slow it down too much. The only thing that might slow down the vote tally a bit is simply the length of the ballot. So that's one of the reasons why we're pushing the early and absentee voting, is just because of the length of the ballot. The machines are fine, but the length of the ballot is what dictates how much time a voter spends in the booth. So, again, our absentees are, starting to come in about, 10 or 20 a day. And keep in mind, you just got mailed out at the beginning of the week. But we're expecting, by the time all said and done, to put out probably anywhere between probably 60 and 65 or 70,000 absentee ballots. So as those come in, those will be tallied. But we're not expecting any major delays with tabulation. It's going to back it up a little bit, of course, but not too much.
All right. Alton, thank you so much for being on the program. Really appreciate it. And if people have any questions, where can they call?
They can call the Denver Election Commission at 720-913-VOTE. And they can also go online at www.denvergov.org/election.
All right. Thank you very much, Alton. I appreciate it. Thank you for being on.
Anytime. Take care.
Okay. All right. There's Alton Dillard, who is with the Denver Election Commission. And then what we'll do next week is we'll get people on from Jefferson, we'll get people on from Arapahoe, we'll get people on from the surrounding counties. And, John, I never did find out. Did we get a winner of the Bronco tickets? We did. We got a winner of the Bronco tickets. All right. Who was that?
Blaine was our big winner.
Oh, all right. And he had the, what was the answer, by the way?
The answer was after the 1977 and the 1993 season. The Broncos won one, the Raiders won one. So they're 1-1 in playoff history.
Oh, okay. All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. And I got four lines open. And do we want to play the Keith Olbermann part two? Yeah, we're going to play the Keith Olbermann part two about the GOP using the religious right. Once again, if you've got anybody who is on the religious right that you know in your family or your friends, and they don't know about this book that's going to be released Monday, and we're hoping to have the author on next week. Olbermann gets into this. Part one was not last night, but the night before last, and part two was last night, and if you didn't hear it on Countdown.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309. Or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Old, it's on the westbound lanes right near the fall, so obviously we're going to have some major problems there. Police and rescue are on scene with that. Weather outlook in store for a gorgeous day. Mostly sunny and warmer, high of 68. Tonight, clear skies, not as cold, light winds 38. Currently 44 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At your Chrysler dealer, it's all about the best in American and German engineering and design. Now, during the 2006 model year in clearance, get 0% APR long-term financing on 2006 Chrysler Town & Country in Pacifica. Hurry to your Chrysler dealer. This offer ends soon.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. The latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Marketing Etc. reminds that October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Find out how you can help bring an end to this devastating disease. Log on to nbcam.org. This is from Marketing Etc., integrated branding and marketing specialists with an emphasis on electronic communication. Trust the award-winning company with great results. Call 460-8900 or log on to marketingetc.com. That's marketingetc.com.
Paid for by No One 41.
Man, this is a long ballot this year.
Yeah, I know how I'm voting on some of these, but what about this Amendment 41?
Well, I thought it was a pretty good idea till I read the editorials in the Rocky Mountain News.
Yeah?
They say Amendment 41 goes beyond worthwhile reform and that it could even curtail such innocent and laudable activities as providing scholarships to the children of public safety officials.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, but what about this Ethics Commission? I mean, isn't that a good idea?
Well, the Rocky Mountain News wrote a second editorial about the Ethics Commission. It says, there's nothing in this poorly drafted proposal to prevent the appointing officials from filling every seat on the commission with other elected officials.
Oh, good. Politicians policing politicians.
Yeah. I'm all for ethics in government, but not Amendment 41 and not in our Constitution.
The League of Women Voters opposes Amendment 41, and they're right. Vote no on Amendment 41.
To learn more, go to no-41.com. That's no-41.com.
Hey, this is Rachel Maddow. You know, I got my start in radio by entering a local contest. Believe it or not, it's true.
Think you can handle hosting a talk show of your own?
We're looking for America's next progressive radio star.
Here's a shot at winning your own nationally syndicated weekend radio talk show.
Get the details on how you can be heard on progressive talk stations from coast to coast.
Find all the details on AM760.net.
Are you America's next progressive radio star?
We need you on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Always late with your kisses.
Ooh, a little Lefty Frizzell. Thank you very much, John Turk, my man Lefty.
Won't you come to my arms, sweet darling?
I think you're beginning to like this, John. 8:21, 21 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 66, mostly sunny. AM760.net, we're streaming, and also you can instant message me, and I try to deal with those and answer them and get a few of them on the air if I can. And also, don't forget, today is the last day in this radio Superstar Talk Radio contest. Get your 10-minute demo, your CD, or your cassette to us by 5 o'clock today. Close of business, 4695 South Monaco Street. Please, we want you to enter, we want you to win. So get that in. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. I've got one line open. Let's go to Joe in Denver. Joe, you're on AM 760. Hey. Thank you for waiting.
Hi, Jay. I like your show.
Thanks.
Hey, two things. I believe that the guy who called between 7:30 and 8 and was ranting and raving, perhaps when he talks about a choice, maybe he's talking about how we behave, the behavior. Maybe he believes that straight or gay is not a choice, but maybe he's confusing it with behavior, because anybody gay or straight can choose. They realize who they are, how they're going to live their life every day. And that was one of my comments.
So, in other words, you're talking about moral choices here.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I am gay, and I'm pro-gay, of course, but it's not a choice, and you're right, I believe, but how we decide to live is up to us. And maybe he's talking, maybe his relatives are all stereotypically gay promiscuous or whatever.
What do you say to somebody who would say to you, homosexuality is a choice that you consciously make? I mean, how do you knock that down?
It's the behavior that you have to decide how you're going to live. Are you going to be a good person or a bad person? Whatever you choose, who you are is not a choice.
I
think they just confuse it. They get those two things confused. Another thing that ties into it is the previous caller talks about a stereotypical. When they use the word lifestyle, I think a lot of gays who want to be seen in a regular, normal light cringe at that, because what is a gay lifestyle? What is a straight lifestyle? I think that word should be abolished, because when the average person who's ignorant of the gay whatever hears that, they think of the most flamboyant San Francisco gay pride parade. And so they think every gay is sort of like that. So the lifestyle word is a charged word, because what is a straight lifestyle? There are many, many straight lifestyles. There are many, many gay lifestyles. So I think they should use stereotype instead of lifestyle.
Well, that gets back to what I was talking about yesterday about Sean Hannity making that comment and raving on, going on and on about McGreevy. And
right.
I just can't believe that he would go to bookstores and truck stops and have sex with absolute strangers. And it's like, okay, but wait a minute. Heterosexuals go and have sex with strangers, and they do it all the time. They're doing it every night of the week.
You've hit it right on the head. That's exactly the way I think. And I think it's too bad when people hear lifestyle and gay lifestyle, they think, the worst. They think the worst. But what about the 90, whatever percent of gays who live like straights, just regular lives,
Well, those, they never get talked about, because the whole point in whipping up hysteria and whipping up bad feelings and negative feelings about gays and lesbians is to point to extreme behavior.
Right.
And there are extreme behaviors in all groups. It doesn't make any difference how you want to divide people up, whether you want to divide them up by sexual orientation, whether you want to divide them up by race, whether you want to divide them up by political ideology, whether you want to divide them up by religion. There's extreme behavior in all groups, and the extreme behavior in these groups have a tendency to draw a lot of fire, where the normal, everyday behavior never gets any attention. And part of the reason that goes on is because the media is responsible for that.
You're right. You're right on all of this. That's all I wanted to say, is just the word lifestyle is a charged word, and so that you never hear about people talking about a heterosexual lifestyle. It's only the gay lifestyle. Usually you hear that in the context of gay. And most people who are ignorant and who don't know any regular living gay people, immediately think, because the press covers the most extreme.
Yep, I would agree. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Okay, you got it.
Bye-bye.
By the way, we've got a show that's coming on here, I believe, on the weekends on this radio station, and I'm not sure if it's a Sunday or Saturday. I don't know yet, but it's going to be a show about gays and lesbians, and I think that's a wonderful thing, and it'll knock down some stereotypes and hopefully educate some people. And I would hate to have to live a life where I would be scared of somebody or fearful or have to have that kind of an enemy, have to have somebody to fear. Why fear people? Just take them on. Debate them on the points. Try to do the best you can. We all get emotional, but go for it. Here's Alton in Centennial. Alton, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Good.
Two things. The first one is about your current comment or your current topic. I just really get uncomfortable when folks try to portray the gay lifestyle and the black life and being black as the same struggle. I don't think that's right. I don't think it's, fair to either. I think you have your struggle, you deal with it, and you come up out of it however you can. Anyway, that being said.
We don't agree about that, but that's okay.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. The other thing is, unbelievable. I've got both ways Bob in my cafeteria at my job giving a speech.
What's he doing there at your job?
That's the question that I'm asking. I am a corporate trainer, and I train, you know, HR, you know, stuff, things
right.
along those lines.
Right.
And one of the main things that we talk about is never bring up religion, politics, or sex in the workplace. And now he is going to have an open forum where we can ask him a question, go through that whole process. And if there was a question that you would like for me to ask him, what would it be?
Well, tell me over your time in Congress what significant legislation you've introduced to curb illegal immigration.
Okay, that sounds good.
But that's weird, man. I'd hate to have to work someplace where they would have gubernatorial candidates come in.
Well,
I don't care whether Republicans or Democrats.
Well, they, in all fairness, they are going to let Ritter come in on the first, which, you know, is a little bit better push because, you know, it's right before the election. But
right.
I would agree with you. This is a Fortune 300 company, pretty big in the satellite industry in Colorado, and they've had some run-ins with, you know, political pundits in the past, but unbelievable.
Why can you ask me, answer me this? Why did you think that they feel the need to do this?
Here's what I'll talk to you offline and give you some information that would probably just blow you away.
All right, email me and I'll respect your confidentiality and we'll never disclose any of this to anybody, but I just am really curious. I've always been curious as to why it is that businesses, corporations feel the need, regardless of whether they're Republicans or Democrats, whatever the story is, feel the need to have political candidates come and address their workforce. Now, if the President of the United States wants to make a personal appearance, I understand that it's a little rough to say no to the President, regardless of what party he's in.
Right.
But to have candidates, guys running for office, men and women running for office, come in during work hours and address people,
kind of weird.
To me, you're right. It's weird. I've never understood it. So I'll be looking forward to your email, man.
No problem. Take care.
Okay, thanks.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Goodbye.
All right. Doesn't anybody else find that to be weird? I mean, I wouldn't want to have to sit through that. I really wouldn't. 303-713-7600, two lines open. We'll play the Keith Olbermann thing coming up. Gina, wouldn't you find that weird to have, like, political candidates come in and, like, have to take time out and listen to what they have to say?
I guess.
That would bother me, but that wouldn't bother you?
I'm not sure.
I mean, you're at work to work. You're not at work to, like... I mean, if you want to find out about political candidates, do it on your own time.
I guess that would be appropriate.
I don't think
it would bother me that much.
I don't like politically and religious mandated stuff at work.
I can understand that.
I really object to that.
I'm sure a lot of people do.
And I had it happen to me once. I had it happen to me once, and I really didn't like it. And it was a situation where, you remember Mel Gibson had out that movie, what is it, The Last Temptation of Christ or whatever
yes.
it is? Okay.
Yes.
And the general manager I'm working for says, you need to see this movie. And I said, I have no desire to see this movie. Well, you need to see it. So we're going to see it, and you have to come along. And, you know, I could have called human, and this was a big company.
Yes.
I could have called human resources and said, wait a minute, I don't think I should have to be subjected to this. I didn't do it. I went. It was all I could do to stay awake during the film, and I felt put upon. So it'd be the same thing if a political candidate comes, and then you got to go to the cafeteria or the meeting area, and you got to listen to the person.
I agree with that.
That's being put upon. I don't like that.
Sure, I understand that. That makes sense. I think I would feel the same way.
Now, if it's the president, regardless of what party he's in or she's in, that's a whole different thing. It'd be awful hard to go to the president and go, no, we don't want you to come to our business. But But somebody who's running for office, that's a whole different story.
Yes.
All right, it's 8:32, 28 minutes in front of 9. Let's take a look at what traffic is like on this Friday morning.
All right, traffic's a bit better, Jay. Southbound 25 now clear from that earlier semi-wreck there between Dry Creek and County Line through the Tech Center. Still dealing with some delay. Northbound 25, Alameda to 6, westbound I-70 at Colorado. And we had a really busy ride along 225 through Aurora. Heavy as well on the Boulder Turnpike. And in Boulder Canyon, we've had a bad problem. A semi rolled there on the westbound lanes near the falls. So
are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
To host a nationally syndicated weekend talk show, find all the details on am760.net.
Scanlon Consulting Services reminds listeners in the United States, one woman dies every 12 minutes from breast cancer. But here's some good news. With early detection, the chance of surviving is over 90%. Mammography screening is still the best tool available, detecting breast cancer up to 2 years before you or your doctor can feel a lump. This is from Scanlon Consulting Services, specializing in full-service engineering consulting. Call Sandra at 303-797-0053.
8:33. It's 33 minutes past the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. And a good chance for me to talk about my buddies at Rocky's Autos. And that's exactly what they are. They're my friends, and I love to talk about them. They've been early supporters of this show, and I thank them very much for that. Right now, they're matching down incentives going on up to $1,500. So you put down $15, and they'll put down $15, and you've got $3,000 towards your next car. They're Colorado's number one volume dealer. Why is that? Because they've got a large, diverse selection of models, over 500 vehicles on the lot. Everything that you can possibly think of, Volkswagen, Saab, Honda, Toyota, Nissan, Dodge, Chevy, Ford. These are clean, late model vehicles, and they've got it all, everything you can think of. And a lot of people, I think, have the misconception that, well, Rockies must be this like really teeny little place. No, you have to have a golf cart, literally, to get around to look at all the inventory. And the thing that makes Rockies stand out is the fact that they are dedicated to making you number one. That's the customer. They want to make you happy. They stress that in their business meetings. I've heard it time and time again. And the people who work there are passionate about what they sell, and they're passionate about making you feel welcome and making you feel happy. Go out there and see my friends, the Alshires, Tom and Marv, or Spanky Herrera, or Fred Labrato, or any of the folks working out there. And there's over 100 employees that are dedicated to this. And a lot of the folks who work behind the scenes, I just don't have time to give their names, but they're all great people. Ziggy and Colby and Isaac and Sergio, and the list just goes on and on. Sherry, I mean, the list goes on and on of people working out there who really try hard. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. See the inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Don't forget, coming up very, very soon at Rockies, your chance to get free pumpkins for Halloween. And Operation Freebird is coming up, too. That's a big community event, and we'll be telling you more about that as we get closer. Rockies, family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open today until 9. Get out there and see them. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. I'll probably see you out there this afternoon.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress. This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 66, mostly sunny. Today is the last day of the Talk Radio Superstar Contest. Get your stuff to us by this afternoon at 5. That's 4695 South Monaco Street in Denver. All right. Let's play the Oberman. Let's play the Oberman cut here. If you didn't hear this last night, this is part two of the faith-based controversy. This is part two of the religious rights controversy with the Bush administration, and a new book on this called Tempting Faith. And we hope to have the author on next week. And this was part two that ran last night on MSNBC. We played part one yesterday. We'll play part two for you today. If you have conservative or religious friends, they should really read this book, and they should really become hip to this, because as I've said many times on the show here, they're getting used by the GOP, and now it's becoming more apparent than ever. And then we'll take more of your phone calls. All right, John. John, hello. I gotta get his attention. John, want to roll that? Let's roll the Oberman thing.
Get me a effing faith-based thing. Eight words attributed to Karl Rove by author and former special assistant to the president, David Kuo, that could by themselves very well decide those midterms. Our fifth story in the countdown, part two of our look inside Mr. Kuo's extraordinary new book, Tempting Faith, written from his earlier vantage point as the number two man in Bush's Office of Faith-Based Initiatives. And though it's a very large tip, the Rove quote is just the tip of the proverbial iceberg. As we reported last night, Mr. Kuo is making several explosive claims, among them that behind their backs, the nation's top evangelical Christians were regarded with routine mockery and contempt by White House staffers, called nuts and ridiculous. We also told you that Kuo writes that the faith-based office was so starved for support from the Oval Office that it was forced to transform itself into a political arm of Republican campaign efforts. David Kuo is himself a self-described conservative Christian. His personal and his religious assessment of Mr. Bush is nowhere near the most newsworthy of Kuo's revelations in our report tonight, but it might be a valuable key to understanding this president.
When you accept Christ as a Savior, it changes your heart.
To this day, Kuo writes, he believes Mr. Bush loves Jesus, that he is a good man. However, Kuo also writes, many Christians assume from his belief in Jesus Christ that Bush won't do what other politicians do, break their word, hide their mistakes, spin the truth, and that those assumptions are wrong. In Kuo's eyes, today's national Christian leaders are being used. They did not have the same shrewdness, he suggests, that Billy Graham had in the 70s to question whether Richard Nixon was using him solely for his appeal to religious voters. In fact, Christians who voted for Mr. Bush based on his religion may have ended up hurting the very people Jesus sought to help, the poor.
I urge the Senate to pass the faith-based initiative for the good of America.
But Kuo writes that when Senator Chuck Grassley tried to rewrite Mr. Bush's $1.7 trillion tax cut to include $6 billion in tax credits for groups helping the poor, tax credits Mr. Bush himself had publicly proposed, Kuo writes Bush's assistant told Grassley to drop the charity tax credits. The White House had no interest. The cuts Mr. Bush did want made things worse for charities. Kuo writes that the estate tax cuts discouraged charitable giving, costing charities an estimated $5 billion. The ultimate impact of Mr. Bush's tax cuts, Kuo writes, was to brutalize the very charities Mr. Bush once identified as his top priorities. After only a year, Kuo writes, charitable donations were down dramatically and some charities had shut down. Kuo also writes that the White House was more concerned with the appearance of doing something. He says the faith-based office wasn't even set up during the 2001 transition after the end of the Clinton administration. It was not set up until Mr. Bush took office and Karl Rove gave a transition volunteer less than 1 week to roll out the entire faith-based initiative. The volunteer asked Rove how he should do that without a staff, without an office, without even a plan. According to Kuo, quote, Rove looked at him, took a deep breath, and said, I don't know, just get me a effing faith-based thing. Got it? Unquote. After that, it was easier to push faith-based legislation rather than faith-based funding, because legislation was a cheaper way to show the president was supposedly doing something. Bush assistant Margaret Spellings, now the Secretary of Education, asked Kuo for legislation and said she didn't care what kind. Any kind of faith bill would do, he writes.
When the office got a substantive bill backed by every senator from Santorum to Clinton, the only holdup was a green light from Josh Bolton or Andy Card. They did not get the green light. What kind of bill did get such a support? Quo writes, the White House liked the issue of religious hiring. Not because it was a real issue affecting real charities, but because it was divisive, and that made good politics. Tempting Faith also suggests that this Bush White House would use anything for politics. Anything.
I really believe that the pagans and the abortionists and the feminists and the gays and the lesbians, all of them who tried to secularize America, I point the thing in their face and say, you helped this happen.
After those comments, Quo asked whether Karl Rove still wanted to let Jerry Falwell attend the national service. Even while Ground Zero was still burning, politics still mattered. Rove let Falwell attend as long as he stayed off camera. While others wept, Quo writes, Falwell laughed about something with another conservative leader. Spotting Barbara Bush, Falwell remarked on how frumpy she looked. Even choosing the new faith-based director, Jim Toohey, was an issue of politics. Rove put out the word that for Toohey to get the job, he had to get as many cardinals as he could to vouch for him. He did, and he got the job. Quo freely admits that he, too, is no stranger to the politics of conservative compassion. He writes he spent much of the 90s lobbying for it. But at the time, he says the top Republican donors had no interest in fighting poverty. They had other enemies in mind and told Quo they would provide lavish funding if the target was not poverty, but instead the Clintons. And Quo would know about this. By the early 90s, he was already a conservative insider, part of Jack Kemp's think tank, Empower America. To help bring about the 1994 Republican Revolution, Quo writes that he and his team taught more than 600 candidates how to run for office by blaming President Clinton for the nation's sad state of affairs at the time. Quo writes that they tried to ignore the fact that Clinton had only just started in office after 12 years of the administrations of Presidents Reagan and Bush. Together with fellow Christian Mike Gerson, now Bush's top speechwriter, Quo writes that he wrote political speeches designed to appeal to religious audiences, even when the speakers did not want to give those speeches. Jack Kemp, for one, removed religious values language from a speech he was to give to the Southern Baptist Convention. So instead, Quo writes, Gerson and Quo snuck in a few phrases that evangelicals would recognize, but lay people would not. Quo writes that it was a code that would continue to be used in speeches over the years by politicians including John Ashcroft, Ralph Reed, Bob Dole, and George W. Bush.
All right, that's part two.
That's Keith Olbermann from Countdown last night. Part three is tonight. It airs on MSNBC at 6 o'clock our time. If you missed it or can't, you're out tonight or whatever, we'll try to grab it and we'll try to put it on Monday. And we're scheduled scheduled tentatively to have David Quo on, the author of the book Tempting Faith. Next Friday we're going to have him on. So if I were part of the evangelical right, if I were part of the Christian right, I feel bad because this White House has definitely used these folks. 8:45, 15 away from 9, open phones, 303-713-7600, and more of your phone calls coming up right now. Traffic with Gina.
Well, Jay, it's been a really tough ride this morning. We still have some fallout along I-70 westbound between Pena and Colorado. Had a collision there. There was a block in the left lane. Lots of debris in the roadway. Northbound I-25 between the Washington Street Bridge and 6th Avenue from an earlier wreck at 6th. Of course, University still shut down between Bellevue and Hamden, both directions. They're working on that water main. Looks like they could be there through the morning. Cherry Hills Elementary is open. You can only access it through Quincy. Looks like St. Mary's Academy has been closed for the day. Weather today? Looks like it's going to be a gorgeous one. Mostly sunny and warmer, 68. Tonight, clear skies, not as cold. Light winds, 38. Currently, 44 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At your Dodge dealer, it's all about the best in American and German engineering and design. Now, during the 2006 model...
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got flight status in my hand.
I got
hotel availability.
In my hand,
I got my travel itinerary.
In my hand, I got Orbitz TLC in my hand.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC mobile access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
A nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for 2 exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker. An experience your family will never forget.
Nation can help you make better decisions. That your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
I don't think I'm being difficult. I just want my new home to say certain things about me. That's all. Like, what a fascinating person you are. Or, my, what a big kitchen island you have. Or maybe, look at that built-in tech area for the kids. You must be a wonderful mother. You know, that sort of thing.
Your home says a lot about you. Make sure it says all the right things. At John Lang Homes, we have a wide range of thoughtful new designs that will speak volumes about your practical nature and your good taste. They also say something important about us. Because we're a private company, we can choose to build a few hundred homes a year instead of a few thousand like larger publicly held builders, which means we can give more personal attention to you. If you want to move soon, we have some very smart choices for you. Come see us in Stapleton, Brighton, and Erie, where we have new homes ready for move-in. To learn more, visit us at johnlanghomes.com. That's Lang, spelled L-A-I-N-G.
From Universal Pictures in Morgan Creek.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently and for the same reason.
For talk show host Tom Dobbs, politics was nothing but a joke.
More and more people are watching your show, Jon Stewart, Bill Maher, the news. How crazy is that?
Until the day he decided to stop going for laughs.
Maybe you should run for president.
And go for votes instead.
Tomorrow, I will officially announce my candidacy for president.
From the director of Rain Man and Good Morning Vietnam.
Brace yourselves, people. It's now time for the campaign.
This election season.
You want to know my history, basically?
I used to look at pictures of naked ladies. I just farted a little while back.
Get ready.
He's in the debate
for a one-man party.
Have you given any thought to what the makeup of your cabinet might be?
Well, I've always been a big fan of hardwoods like teak or mahogany.
Robin Williams, Christopher Walken, and Laura Linney.
I did not have sex with that woman. I wanted to.
Man of the Year, directed by Barry Levinson. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:51. 51 minutes past the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today is 66, mostly sunny. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin with you. Let's go to the phones. And we go to Greg, who's hanging on in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you?
Hi, Greg.
Hey, good. Hey, listen, I just wanted to point out to you that today Bob Ney is going to plead guilty to a plea bargain in regard to the Jack Abramoff scandal.
That's right.
And you know what's funny about that is he only received $24,492 from Jack Abramoff. Now, Tiny Top Ten Cradle received $28,439. Both Ways Bob Beaupre received $30,000, and Marilyn Manson Musgrave received $30,000 as well, along with John Boehner and Roy Blunt and John Doolittle. the Republican leadership. This is amazing to me. I mean, I hope Pacioni, Winters, and Ritter really start nailing these guys on what they did and their involvement with the Jack Abramoff and that K Street project. I sent an email to Bill Ritter, and I told him, or asked him, rather, to start a campaign that says Lincoln Street is not going to be K Street, and I hope he picks up on it.
Yeah, I think that's something that needs to be brought up. I think that's something that needs to be brought up big time about the fact that these guys all have received money that is tainted with Abramoff, that is tainted, some of them, by Foley and Reynolds and the Republican and Congressional Committee. I think a lot of that stuff out there needs to be raised. And here's what I'm planning to do. And I sent this to an email. Sent this an email to a guy yesterday. Next week or the week after, I have to do some research and get somebody on here who can deal with it. And I think David Sirota may be the best person to talk about this, but I'll have to see what his schedule is. But I'm going to do a segment here about the K Street Project and about what all of that is and what it means.
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, so I'm definitely gonna zero. We've talked about the K Street Project before. We've talked about it before with David and other people. But I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna bring it up again, and we're gonna get into it again.
Hey, one last thing, Jay. Did you see this British general this morning throughout the news?
Yes.
He's echoing everything that Jack Mercer said. He said that their presence of the British troops in Iraq is creating a worse situation, and he wants to take all 7,500 of his troops the country as soon as possible.
Listen, he says it. Everybody says it. We need to have a change. Here's the other thing. This Iraqi commission, which is headed by James Baker III, who's no lefty, they're expected, as their recommendation to the Bush administration, to talk about redeployment, not staying the course. They're expected to talk. They're expected to recommend redeployment. We won't get the report till after the election, but that's what they're expected to talk about. That's what they're expected to recommend.
That's a real dirty trick that we don't get the information until after the election. Well, we need to have that to help decide our vote.
Well, it's a bipartisan commission, and yeah, we should have it, but we're not going to get it. And it's obvious to anybody, right, left, in the middle, I don't care where they are, that what we're doing right now isn't working. So we got to have a change.
I'm watching this on CNN. He just went in and completed.
Yeah, he just resigned.
Yeah, that's terribly hilarious. Hey, one last thing. Big Eddie did a wonderful job last night on Larry King. I don't know if you got a chance to see it.
No, because by the time Larry comes on, I'm asleep.
Yeah, he did an outstanding job. I got to give him a call today and let him know.
Yeah, do it, man.
Hey, take care, Jay.
Okay, thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. Let's go to John in Southeast Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I wanted to remind our listeners that we have a number of peace vigils going this weekend, very anti-war, very anti-administration, at 52nd and Wadsworth at noon, the Colorado Citizens for Peace Vigil, at 92nd and Sheridan at 11 a.m., the North Metro Peace Vigil, and at First and University in Cherry Creek at 1 p.m., the American Friends Vigil. And I also wanted to say, if I may, that I think there are four things that we can do between now and the election so that we don't have that feeling after election. If we happen to lose some office someplace by a couple of votes, that we didn't do enough. And one is vote by absentee ballot. Tell all your friends, even your Republican friends, because some of those are going to vote our way. I know they're going to this time. They're disgusted with what's going on. Two, volunteer an hour a week in one of the phone banks with DenverDems.org to call Democrats and get out the vote, or perhaps with MoveOn.org. They got the same thing going. It'll give you a feeling of having made a difference. And help Pacioni against Musgrave, Winter against Concreto, and Fawcett against Lamborn by getting out in the
district. And don't leave out Perlmutter against O'Donnell.
Oh, excuse me. That's right in my district.
Yeah, come on, man.
Oh, boy. But anyhow, get out in there with signs for them. Stand on street corners. Pick any corner, a half hour this time of the day, an hour that time of the day. Get a couple of friends out with you and have their signs out and have perhaps some signs against the opposition. Put your heart on one of those signs and get something done. The other thing, of course, is donate $20, donate $50, whatever you can afford, online or by mail to one of these campaigns, especially Pacioni. She's hurting up there, but she's running a great campaign. And I actually think we've got enough people up there every day until election, we can make a difference.
Yeah, I think we can win that. I definitely believe we can. I definitely believe we're going to. And I think that the key to that is everybody needs to either do two things with that. They need to either, one, go to her website and give her $25 or give her whatever you can afford to give her. That's one. Or two, drive up there and volunteer to help work on that campaign.
I agree.
She can win. It can be done. We just have to make sure and take whatever the race is, we have to make sure and take nothing for granted. We have to help all of the candidates and get behind all of the ballot initiatives that we believe in and not take anything, and I mean nothing, for granted. John, thank you, man.
Great weekend.
Okay, you too.
Adios.
All right, we'll continue with more open phones coming up here at 303-713-7600. We'll also talk to the next congressman from District 7, Congressional District 7. That's right, we'll have Ed Perlmutter on to talk about his plans for this weekend and to talk about Rick O'Donnell. So that's all coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Got what it takes to host your own radio talk show? We're looking for America's newest progressive radio star. The winner gets a one-year contract to host a nationally syndicated weekend talk show. Find all the details on AM760.net.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
Top three reasons I'm upgrading my tools. Number three, my hammer looks like it's the one taking a beating. Number two, hand tools that require less work for me, I like it. And number one, I can have the tools to tackle any project for less.
Now through November 1st at the Home Depot Tool Event, you can get a Home Depot gift card worth up to $50 by mail-in rebate when you purchase qualified Stanley hand tools. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. President Bush has put his signature on a measure aimed at tightening security. Let's go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Mark Noller.
Nick, the bill authorizes billions in new funding to keep terrorists from attacking U.S. ports or sneaking weapons of mass destruction through them.
The Safe Port Act will make this nation more prepared, more prosperous, and more secure.
But at a bill signing ceremony, Mr. Bush said not a word about a provision in the measure that imposes new restrictions on Internet gambling. It forbids the use of credit cards, checks, and electronic fund transfers to pay for online betting. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
There's breaking news from St. Lucie County, Florida, where police are investigating the discovery of four bodies along the Florida Turnpike, including a woman and two children. All appear to have been shot several times. Also breaking news from Washington, where the scandal involving disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff has sent a Republican congressman to court. Live to CBS's Howard Arenstein.
Nick, Bob Ney just pleaded guilty and is headed to prison for up to 10 years. It's a widening influence scandal that has also touched the White House. Ney admitted to taking expensive gifts from Jack Abramoff in exchange for helping pass legislation, but the lobbyist's clients had no connection at all to residents of Ney's rural district in Ohio.
Well, after telling a London newspaper he thinks British forces should be withdrawn from Iraq soon, the head of the UK Army says he's not at odds with official policy. General Richard Dannett had been quoted as saying the presence of British troops was making things worse.
I'm Cammy McCormick in Baghdad. A spokesman says the Iraqi government doesn't want foreign forces in Iraq forever, but he said these forces are staying for the time being at the request of the Iraqi leadership, although many ordinary Iraqis feel the presence of coalition forces is fueling the violence. Britain has 7,500 troops in the country, most in the south. 119 have died since 2003.
Well, old man winter beat the Halloween witches to Buffalo. A freak storm has left some sections blanketed under 2 feet of snow. Barbara Burns is a reporter with CBS affiliate WBEN.
I opened the door. Oh, my God. I walked out onto my porch. I couldn't get down my stairs. Trees everywhere.
And power lines, about 350,000 customers are in the dark. Just a few weeks after denying rumors it was headed for bankruptcy, an official of the liberal talk radio network Air America says it's filing for Chapter 11 protection. Bangladeshi Mohammed Yunus and the bank he founded are the winners of this year's Nobel Peace Prize for work to help improve the lives of the impoverished. Alex Counts heads the foundation aimed at extending the work to other countries.
The Nobel Committee has decided to recognize the best effort going globally to attack poverty, I think, is long overdue.
The Dow is down 26, the NASDAQ up 5. This is CBS News.
Where do you want to be?
I'd like a real estate website where I can look at all the listings, not just those of a single company.
I'll know the right house when I see it, but it's frustrating having to go from website to website. I'm wearing out my mouse.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at REMAX.com. Now REMAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. REMAX listings and our competitors' listings, too. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
Bobby, when I was a kid, we didn't have rollback seasons.
Yes, Grandpa?
Kids today don't understand. All they do is save, save, save. They don't understand the way we used to have to spend.
Uh-huh.
Spending money left and right and not thinking a thing about it.
Sounds horrible, Grandpa.
I know saving feels good. I just want you to appreciate it, that's all.
It's rollback season at Walmart. We've rolled back the prices on 10,000 of your favorite items. Stop in today and save big.
I'm Corey Lopez with AM 760 Local News Update. Denver water worker killed in a water main accident. It happened last night on University Boulevard where the water main line broke. South Metro Fire had to be called to rescue the worker, and he was taken to Swedish Medical Center.
Cherry Hills Police closed the road at Bellevue and at Hamden as a precaution to wait and see how extensive the damage was on the road, and it may be closed for some time, probably through rush hour.
South Metro Fire's Andy Lyon talking about the closure of University Boulevard. More on the traffic coming up. Two sex assaults in Aurora could be linked, even though the victims are very different. During the first attack, an armed man forced a 19-year-old woman to retrieve money out of a teller machine. He then had her drive to a parking lot where she was assaulted. During a second attack on Wednesday, a man sexually assaulted a 75-year-old woman in her home. He then forced her to an ATM and robbed her as well. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. Bob Corey Lopez, now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, we've got a new crash. It's on the westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike. Two cars right there at McCaslin. So we do have some delays between Broomfield and McCaslin. That's the biggest problem for us right now. Eastbound lanes, not too bad if you're coming out of Boulder into the city. We just have the usual snag there at Federal. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare.
Huh.
But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Today is 66, mostly sunny skies, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, it's Friday. Let's celebrate a couple of things. The Progressive Talk Star Contest. You got to have your stuff to us by 5 o'clock this afternoon, your 10-minute demo or CD, your CD or cassette, but in the business I call it a demo. But you got to get it to us by 5 o'clock this afternoon, 4695 South Monaco Street here in Denver. Second of all, Air America has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. How does that affect AM 760 Progressive Talk? It doesn't affect us at all. Even though a lot of you are disposed to call us an Air America station, we're really not. We're a Progressive Talk station. Air America is a program provider for us, and that's all they simply are. And whatever happens with them and whatever they decide to do will not affect us. It doesn't affect us in the least. So I just want to get that out. And, you know, of course, we'll get the usual crank emails from the haters. Oh, you're in trouble now and blah, 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 blah. But trust me, we're not. They're just a program provider, like any other program provider that's out there. And there are a lot of radio stations across this country that take programs provided from another source, such as the Ed Schultz Show, which, for instance, does not come from Air America, but comes from another source. It comes from Jones Radio here, which is based here in Denver, and Product First. So, want to get that out of the way. All right, we're going to talk about something here that I wasn't aware of, citing serious concerns about the violation of the principle of separation of church and state. The Anti-Defamation League's Mountain States Regional Office announced its opposition to Denver's Initiative 1A, which would raise sales taxes to fund tuition credits for preschool education. And we're having on now Bruce H. Dubosky. I'm sorry, he is the ADL's regional director, and then we'll go back to open phones. And Bruce, welcome, and thanks for joining us here on AM 760. Good morning.
Glad to be here, Jay. Thank you.
Okay, first of all, for people who either don't live in Denver or live here and do not know what 1A is or do not totally understand what 1A is, explain what 1A is as you understand it.
Right. 1A is a ballot initiative on the Denver ballot only, passed by the Denver City Council and supported by the mayor. And it's a very well-intentioned effort to try to address a serious concern. And the concern, Jay, is that 4-year-olds need some help getting ready for school. The whole concept of Head Start, preparing kids how to learn, preparing kids to start in either public or private or religious school, has turned out to be a very important initiative. But the problem with this ballot initiative is that it's a very well-intentioned idea that went too far. Because what it allows, Jay, is it allows tax dollars to not only fund preschools that are private preschools or public preschools, but it allows tuition credits to fund religious preschools. And that's where this entanglement between government and religion, which the separation of church and state is designed to prevent, is getting into trouble.
Well, why do they throw religious schools in there?
Well, I'm not sure why they did it, and that's the only mistake about it. I mean, other than that, it's a really good idea. It's a great idea, in fact. But by expanding it to include government tax dollars to go to religious preschools, they violate that separation of church and state, and they create a situation where a religious preschool, whether it be in a church or a synagogue or a mosque, by accepting those funds, will now have to accept some government employee telling them, you know, what they have to teach and when they have to teach and how much of this they can teach and who they can hire and who they can admit to the preschool. And that kind of government interference into religious teaching ought to be avoided not only by our taxpayers, but by the houses of worship who would be receiving the funds in the first place.
9:11, 11 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We have Bruce Dubosky on the line with us. He's ADL, the Anti-Defamation League's Mountain States Regional Director, and we're talking about the initiative on the Denver ballot 1A. Bruce, Let me just go off on a little rant here. Not a bad one, just a little one.
Okay.
Just a tiny one.
Okay, good.
I am so tired. I really am. And there's got to be other people out there, too, who are tired of this. I'm so tired of religion and government and this stuff being all mixed together and this idea that there's no separation of church and state and this idea that these things are okay. And this is not... As you bring up, 1A is not a bad idea. As a matter of fact, it's a pretty good idea. And I would spend my taxpayer dollars to get kids more education going into school. I would do anything for them because I think they're the heart and soul of the future of this country.
Absolutely.
But you're right. I'm not paying my money for religious instruction, and I don't understand how whoever put this together, which you say was Denver City Council and the mayor, how come somebody didn't go to them and go, but wait a minute, what about spending tax dollars on religious schools?
Well, and it's even worse than that, Jay, because Colorado has a constitutional provision in the Colorado State Constitution which expressly forbids the use of tax dollars to support religious schools. So not only did they not think about it from a policy perspective about what's good for our community in terms of funding religion, but from a legal perspective, it's very likely that this, if passed, that this initiative will result in litigation, and it's, we believe, very likely that the Colorado Supreme Court will ultimately determine that the Colorado Constitution means what it says. And what it says is you can't spend tax dollars to teach religion. It's in black and white. It couldn't be clearer language, and it's been in the Colorado Constitution since the middle of the 1800s. No joke.
If it passes.
Yes.
Will you take it to court?
We don't know yet because we don't make those decisions in advance. And typically the Anti-Defamation League doesn't file lawsuits. We typically join in as amicus briefs at the appellate level. But the ACLU has come out against it. Americans United for Separation of Church and State has come out against it, and they are both organizations which tend to file those lawsuits. So I'd say that between these three organizations, it's highly likely that there'll be a lawsuit, and there'll be a state constitutional challenge which will say this just isn't even permissible under Colorado law. And Jay, I want to go back to what you described as your rant, because we at the Anti-Defamation League agree with you. The separation of church and state, ironically, when you look at our history, has worked beautifully to allow all religions to flourish. And it's protected not only minority religions, but majority religions from government interference. And this initiative is one more effort to take those bricks out of the wall separating church and state, which would allow for government interference and would have taxpayer dollars, your taxpayer dollars, going to for somebody else to teach their religion to their children. It just isn't right. It actually isn't good policy, and it isn't what has enabled religion to flourish so well, so beautifully in this country.
Well, what we need, here's what we need. What we need in this country, I think on all levels, is we need solutions, not more problems. And I think 1A is a good idea, except for the fact that you're right, it crosses over the line, and yeah, you're right. I mean, I've had Reverend Barry Lind on this program numerous times, and they are an organization that, you're right, if they suspect that the line has been crossed, that they'll file a lawsuit. And also, I'm sure the ACLU would be interested in this. I'm sure there's a lot of other advocacy groups out there that would be interested in this. And I would like to see the Denver City Council and the mayor come up with a good positive plan about how to you know, get kids involved in school and how to get them education early, but stay away from this kind of stuff, because what ends up happening here is if it gets into a court challenge and then the city tries to fight it, then you're using tax dollars for that, your litigation.
Right.
And those are tax dollars that could be better spent some other place.
Right. And not only that, then, of course, it'll take a couple years. So for a couple more years, 4-year-olds won't get the help that they need. And there are ways this could have been done which wouldn't run afoul of separation of church and state. I mean, it could have just not included religious preschools, for example.
Right.
Or there could be a public-private partnership where private dollars, private foundation dollars go to support religious preschools, and public dollars go to support public preschools. Or it could have been part of the mill levy that goes to for the Denver Public Schools, and they could have added a preschool program. There are lots of alternatives, but for reasons that we don't fully understand, the city council got carried away with a great idea and took it just too far.
Well, I'm with you, so I'm going to vote no on 1A, but I would challenge the mayor and I would challenge the city council to just come up with a better plan, because the idea is good, and like I said, we need problem solvers, not problem causers.
Couldn't agree with you more, and we urge all Denver voters to vote no on 1A, and let's let the city council come back with a good solution to this serious problem.
Yeah, let's fix it. Hey, thank you, Bruce. I appreciate you being on the show. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me, Jay.
Okay, you got it. Thank you. All right, there's Bruce Dabosky. He is from the Anti-Defamation League. We'll go back to phones. And is Ed Perlmutter going to stop by? Oh, he's downstairs. We'll have him up here in a few minutes, of the next congressman from Congressional District 7. 9:17, 17 minutes after 9 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
The League of Women Voters opposes Amendment 41, and they're right. Vote no on Amendment 41.
To learn more, go to no-41.com. That's no-41.com.
Mastercraft Truck Equipment would like to express their support for the men and women who proudly serve our country. Today's military personnel and their families make many sacrifices for all of us. They deserve our recognition for their dedication to duty and for preserving our national freedoms. This is from Mastercraft Truck Equipment, your complete one-stop truck equipment center. From conversions to parts and accessories, including the latest Adrian Steel van interiors. Visit Mastercraft Truck Equipment at 2180 West Cornell Avenue in Englewood. Mastercraft Truck Equipment.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
9:21, 21 minutes after 9 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's my pleasure to present Jay Marvin here. Oh, let me tell you, the high today is 66, mostly sunny. It's my pleasure to present the next congressman from the 7th District.
Thank you, Jay. This is Ed. And I'm working towards that. We're not there yet. We have 25 days of a lot of slugging and fighting and clawing our way, but we're going to win this election for the 7th CD. So.
Yeah, you are going to win. I believe that, but I think that people, we need to not take anything for granted. People need to get out and work for you. For Ed Perlmutter, people need to go to your website and whatever you can give, 25, 75, 100, whatever you can do, because the Republican Party is dumping a ton of money into your district.
Well, let's just go back. My opponent, Rick O'Donnell, had the president come out. He's had at least five members of the cabinet, the vice president, and the Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, has been out here twice, and they've amassed a huge amount of money for him. Now he's running away from all of them. He doesn't want to be anywhere near Dennis Hastert. He doesn't want to be anywhere near the president. And but we have people in this district in the 7th CD, they want change. You know, they don't want another Republican rubber stamp. They don't want more of the same. They want real debate and real checks and balances. And, you know, our campaign is all about that. And we're going to give it to them. We're going to win that thing.
Yeah, I agree. And we need problem solvers, not problem creators. Let me go over some things here about Mr. O'Donnell, because I want to get some answers about this. You brought up about him campaigning with Dennis Hastert. You also brought up with him campaigning with George Bush. Any of us who look at a newspaper or whatever know that this has gone on. Yet I saw a campaign ad of his on TV. He does not identify himself as being a Republican. What's up with that?
Well, he's trying to put as much distance between himself and the Republican establishment in Washington as possible, because he knows the people in the 7th CD are unhappy with the White House and with the Republican leaders in Congress, and so he's trying to put as much distance as he can. I mean, he even said, and I about fell out of my chair the other day when he said this, because remember, this is a guy who was a speechwriter for Newt Gingrich, and then he's worked in the Owens administration right. for the last 7 years, some very conservative doctrinaire guys, and he said that Pat Schroeder was his hero, and I about fell out of my chair when he said that, and I'm sure a few Republicans were rolling over in their graves when he said that, but I did get a call from Pat Schroeder, and she said, well, I might be his hero, but I'm supporting you, Ed.
There you go. There you go. All right, let me draw the dots. Let me connect the dots here. So, all right, so he doesn't identify himself as being a Republican. Then he says that it's not part of his immigration plan to send kids down to the borders. Yet, you go read the column that he wrote in the Denver Post, where he talks about this absurd idea of yanking kids out of the last part of their senior year in high school, and one of the things he's got in there in black and white is sending kids to the borders.
Right. Oh.
So he moves away from that. You got the Social Security thing. He wants to kill it. Then suddenly he says he doesn't want to. And finally, he has this whole thing that he lays out about he's going to clean up Congress. And he's got this, I don't know, was it 10 or 12 points? And now we find out that he acts like everybody else. And when he was, you know, on the Colorado Commission for Higher Education or whatever it is, that he takes a trip on Channel 4, and they're doing business with the state. My question to you is, who is Rick O'Donnell? I don't know who he is.
Well, he's trying to be everything to everybody, and he's saying pretty much anything that he thinks people want to hear, and it's hard to pin him down. You know, one day he's deferring to the president to keep Don Rumsfeld when I've called for Rumsfeld's resignation. Then the next day, he must have read some polls or something, he calls for Rumsfeld's resignation, just flip-flop that quick. On the abolition or the abolishment of Social Security. Well, I was a very young guy when I wrote that. Now I don't believe that so much anymore. I mean, he still talks about personal accounts, which is privatizing Social Security, and that's wrong. We've got to protect and strengthen it. But he's trying to reconfigure himself at all costs so that he can win this thing, so he can go back and be another Republican in Congress to rubber stamp what Dennis Hastert is doing, to rubber stamp what the Bush White House is doing. And, you know, it's really pretty ironic, because it's just hard to pin him down. But if you go back and you look at his writings and you look what he's done as a speechwriter for Newt Gingrich or working in the Owens administration, You know, he didn't go out and fight for referendum C, even though the colleges, which were his area,
right,
were the ones that were going to be hurt the most if we didn't pass that thing. He took a month off when the election was taking place last year for referendum C, and he came back one day from Europe for a Dick Cheney fundraiser for him, and then he went back to Europe instead of fighting for Ref C. I mean, I don't know. Rick's out there saying a lot of things and trying to portray himself as a very moderate guy, you know, like choosing Pat Schroeder as his hero. But I don't think it's going to play in the 7th Congressional District.
Well, I just don't think anybody who's been following any of this, I don't think that anybody has any idea of who he really is. I mean, unlike you, I know where you stand on the issues. I've had you on this show, both here sitting in here with me, debating other candidates during the primary, and also I've had you on the phone a number of times, and I'm on your mailing list. I get your press releases. I know where you stand. I know where you stand on things like the war. I know where you stand on things like health care. I know where you stand on things like education. These are positions that you have now. They're positions that you had before. They're positions that you had all the way down the line. You give the same answer virtually everywhere you go, so it isn't a case of, like Rick, where you're all over the place.
Well, let's talk about two things that you just mentioned. One was, you know, this trip to Panama, which CCHE has a program called College Invest, which does advertising on TV. And instead of either extending the advertising buy or getting a refund, there was a third choice, which was a trip to Panama. And that's the choice Rick took. And, you know, if you look at his 12-point plan, which he had drafted just, you know, a month before that, he violated a number of the provisions of his 12-point ethics plan on Iraq. At one point, he's going to defer to the president on Rumsfeld. Then the next day, he says the president has bungled the war, so has the Defense Department. Then he joined the generals in there, and this is a civilian failure. This is not a failure of our military. They're out there doing everything they can for us, but with no real leadership from the White House or the Defense Department. So then he says they bungled, and then he says, let's add more troops to this same civilian leadership that's, you know, bungled this whole thing. And in the last, the most recent debate, he says 50 to 75,000. Doesn't say how we're going to pay for it when our military is strapped. We can't even repair the equipment. We have men and women returning for their third and fourth tours. I mean, it's just he's saying whatever.
All right. And let's run over a couple of things real quick here. Your solution to Iraq would be?
My solution to Iraq is that we've got to do three things. We need to transition security to the Iraqi police and military as soon as possible. We need to build a multinational reconstruction effort that goes beyond just Halliburton and no-bid contracts. We need to redeploy some of our troops to nearby bases in the region in the event a quick strike is necessary. All of that needs to be completed and the redeployment finished by the spring of 08, which will mean we'll have been in Iraq for 5 years, which is longer than we were in World War II. And that should give the administration plenty of time to bring some order to the chaos, or, you know, we can move it up if that's what makes sense. But we need to get busy on this, not adding more troops with a mission that still has yet to be defined. And that's really the failure of the civilian leadership, is what's the mission? The military's there, but what is it that they're supposed to do?
Okay. Immigration.
Yes. Immigration, we need to secure our borders by more patrols, better technology, barriers where appropriate. We need to bust the organized crime element that exists, that's forging documents, stealing identities, and trafficking in humans. And employers have to abide by the law. They cannot knowingly continue to hire people that don't have proper documentation. Now, that deals with the supply and demand. You limit the supply, and you start drying up the demand. Then, for those individuals who don't want to return to their native countries, you know, if the economic piece of this slows down, but they want to be citizens, they want to learn English, pay taxes, haven't committed any crimes, I think they ought to be able to earn a path to citizenship. I'm not somebody who's going to do a mass deportation of 11 million people. That just doesn't make sense. I think what I'm proposing is tough and practical, and that's where most of the people in Colorado are. They understand that we need to deal with the situation, bring some, you know, real answers to it instead of just all of the talk that the Republican Congress has been doing and the White House is doing. And then in certain instances, a guest worker program may be appropriate where there are labor shortages in this country.
Okay, health care.
health. Well, let's go back to the immigration. And I don't plan on putting 17-year-olds on the border, as Rick has proposed in
right.
his paper, you know, to take senior boys when we need to really have them prepared for college, and that's what the National Academy of Sciences, we want more scholarships and better training and more education in our high schools. You don't just take kids, boys. Now, why girls are exempt from all this, I don't know, but no boy is exempt, and girls apparently aren't entitled to a rite of passage, just boys. That, according to Rick in his paper, he wants to take them out of that second half of their senior year, put them either on the border, thinning forests, or as homeland security at the ports as a rite of passage. And it just it makes no sense. And as one woman who spoke to us has a 17-year-old boy, she says, this is the craziest idea I've ever heard. So that's not part of my immigration package at all. And actually, a guy named Roger McCarville, who's running on the constitutionalist platform for the 7CD, as well as another guy who's running, both said, that just makes no sense. They're both running for Congress.
Yeah, and you know what? Congress is not a place for social experimentation.
Right, not at that level.
Yeah, not at that level, not when you're affecting kids' lives. All right, I know you're busy. I got to ask you to stick around. I got to do some stuff, and then I want to talk about what you got planned for this weekend. Okay,
great.
Because I want to get that in, and it's important that people know what's coming up this weekend and how they can get involved in your campaign and make a change.
You bet.
All right.
We've got some big plans for the weekend, and I'll share those with you in a second.
Okay, just hold tight. It's 9:33, 33 minutes past the hour. Let's check out traffic now with Gina.
Westbound Boulder Turnpike, two cars at McCaslin. We've had some delays for the last little bit there between Broomfield and McCaslin. It's starting to smooth out a bit. Still had some continued delays westbound I-70, Colorado to Pena. Of course, University remains closed between Hamden and Bellevue. That's due to that water main break. So it's not due to reopen until later today, and we're seeing a lot of extra congestion either side of that. You want to use Quincy in and out of Cherry Creek Elementary. Colorado actually be a good alternate around the whole mess. Weather today in store.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-40. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
For Halloween, that's coming up, plus their annual community event, Operation Freebird, and we'll tell you about both of those, or I'll tell you about both of those, as we get closer. Rocky's Autos is family-owned and operated. They've been that way since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, which means they're open tonight until 9, but if you come a little bit late, you'll be fine. They'll take care of you because they always take care of their customers. They've been taking care of Mary and I for eight years now, and most of our friends and most of our family. Rocky's Autos, they're great folks. I'll see you out there later this afternoon. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Only one person gets to be the most important person in a business. And in this business, that's Jan.
Jeez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah.
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until...
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people ready business.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:37, 37 minutes after 9, AM 760 Progressive Talk. The next congressman from Congressional District 7, Ed Perlmutter, is here with me live, and I haven't even called you, I haven't called you Earl, not once.
Not once. Just don't call me late to dinner.
That's right. You always used to say that to me, because you know I'm bad with names. Okay, I know you're pressed for time. Let's talk about this weekend, because you guys got some great stuff coming up this weekend.
There is the group that's handling the Get Out the Vote effort is called Colorado Victory 2006. And so if people go to ColoradoVictory2006.com, they'll get a whole list of events that are happening this weekend. We're having canvassing throughout Jefferson County, Adams, and Aurora, Arapahoe County. And so I'd ask your listeners to go to the website, get the details of where the three jumping off points are so that they can get out there and walk, because the Republicans have a ton of money. They're going to just, you know, on the airwaves, it'll be amazing. I've told my kids I'm going to get skinned 60 ways to Sunday, but I'm still their father, and they better listen to me. So, but what we can do, where we can win, is on the ground with our supporters who want to change the way America is doing business and not have another Republican rubber stamp Congress. So go to ColoradoVictory2006.com and sign up. And then on Monday, there is a ballot party with Mark Udall at the Clements Center in Lakewood. And again, that'll be on that ColoradoVictory2006.com website. So please take a look at that and come join us. We need volunteers. We're 25 days out. We need lots and lots of foot soldiers to win this race and bring some sense back to America.
All right. This is very, 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 very important, what Ed is talking about here. He needs, and we need, volunteers. We need people to help out. If you live in the 7th Congressional District and you're not involved, it's your district, you need to get involved. If you live near the 7th Congressional District, even if you don't live near the 7th Congressional District, you know, and you want to get involved in a good campaign, a campaign for change, a campaign for the future of this country and this community and this state, then you need to help out Ed Perlmutter. I don't say that because he's sitting here. I've said it on the air when he's not here. So, once again, go to that website. Give it again.
ColoradoVictory2006.com.
Or go to Perlmutter2006.com.
Right. Either one of those will work. But the real the information about the Get Out the Vote, the canvassing, the phone banking is at ColoradoVictory2006.com.
Okay. One other thing. I'll make this appeal. I always do. $25, $10, I don't care what it is, whatever you can spare, send it. Ed needs it. We're battling big money from the outside. We're battling these 527s, which, by the way, one of the ads got pulled. You guys got it pulled because it was dishonest.
Oh, it was totally dishonest. A 527 headed by some millionaires out of Texas who was a friend of Ken Lay and George Bush, a number of people, actually doctored a bill that I carried that limited benefits to legal immigrants, and no benefits to illegal immigrants. They doctored the bill to say just the opposite, and the stations, to their credit, said this is phony and false, and they pulled all those ads.
Good. All right, a couple of last things before you go. Mr. O'Donnell should release all of his records, his travel records, don't you think?
I believe so. I think he was out of the country, you know, many times in the last year or two. It's been very difficult to get the travel records either from the Commission on Higher Education or from Rick O'Donnell, and we've called on him to release all of his travel records.
So I think you should do that because I don't think you should be hiding anything.
No, he was on the, he was a full-time employee of the state of Colorado, and those records should be available, as Bill Owens's are or anybody else's.
Right. So Rick O'Donnell should release those. Here's the other thing that's going around. This is another talking point. I want to get this out of the way. Elect Ed Perlmutter, elect a Democrat. We're going to raise your taxes.
That's baloney. What the people in the 7th Congressional District, they are right down the middle financially. They are right down the middle politically. It's the hardworking middle of America. And I want to change the focus from the wealthiest 1% to the hardworking people in the middle. So those tax cuts that really benefit the wealthiest people in this country, I'm not going to make those permanent. We need to, but what I am going to make permanent are those that help the people in the middle. You know, the child care tax credit, eliminate the marriage tax penalty, move or eliminate the alternative minimum tax, because those are the ones that catch the folks, making anywhere from $50,000 to $200,000, $250,000. The people in the middle, those are the folks, small businessmen and women, young professionals in the 7th CD. And so when they say I'm raising taxes, baloney.
All right, that's another lie, and you heard that right out of Ed's mouth. Ed, I know you got some stuff to do.
Jay, thank you. You are always so generous to me, and I just appreciate, the opportunity to speak to your listeners. We can win this thing. We're going to win this thing because people want to change in the 7th CD. They want to change across America. Folks need to get out and make that change happen. Thank you.
I agree 100%. He's going to be the next congressman, but we need to take nothing for granted. You've got to get out. You've got to help. You've got to go to ColoradoVictory2006.com or go to Perlmutter2006.com. Money, and we need volunteers. So once again, those websites, ColoradoVictory2006.com, Perlmutter2006.com. Let's go to the wall for Ed. It means change. It means a positive direction. It means solutions, not more problems. All right, we'll come back with more of your calls, 9:43, and it's 43 minutes past the hour. And we thank Ed for coming in. Let's talk to Rick Morgan and get a look at traffic.
Thanks a lot, Jay. The drive's in pretty good shape. I-25 rolling along with no worries across the downtown area. Not seeing that slowing coming down from I-70 approaching the downtown area. Through the bridges looks good. In and out of the tech center, no delays at all, whether you're on I-25 or jumping on 225 to head across Aurora. Wide open there all the way to Parker, and then park at I-70 in real good shape. No problems on I-70 on either side of town. 470 wide open across Highlands Ranch on the Boulder Turnpike. If you're heading into Boulder, a little slowing there at McCaslin. A couple of cars involved in an accident. It's off to the shoulder. Really shouldn't hang you up too much. No delays eastbound coming out of Boulder and in and around Boulder in pretty good shape as well. Weather forecast, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Clear skies tonight, low 38 and low 70s both Saturday and Sunday. Should be a great weekend. Right now it's 49 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Coloradans for Excellent Schools knowing Amendment 39 wants voters to know. Teachers, school boards, PTA, and hardworking families.
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got flight status in my hand.
I got hotel availability
in my hand.
I got my travel itinerary
in my hand. I got Orbitz TLC in my hand.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Your kids and your friends through job creation, healthcare, and public education. Now, you might be wondering why vote for me, Stephen C. Ludwig, for Regent. Well, here's what I stand for. affordable tuition. You and your family need to know that you can afford to attend college. Ensuring CU remains an economic development driver for Colorado and working with K-12 to help solve the high school dropout crisis. Colorado can't thrive if we are not getting all the talented students we can into college. I'm Stephen C. Ludwig, candidate for the University of Colorado Board of Regents, and I approve this message.
From Universal Pictures in Morgan Creek.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently and for the same reason.
For talk show host Tom Dobbs, politics was nothing but a joke.
More and more people are watching your show, Jon Stewart, Bill Maher, the news. How crazy is that?
Until the day he decided to stop going for laughs.
Maybe you should run for president.
And go for votes instead.
Tomorrow, I will officially announce my candidacy for president.
From the director of Rain Man and Good Morning Vietnam.
Brace yourselves, people. It's now time for the campaign.
This election season.
You want to know my history, basically?
I used to look at pictures of naked ladies. I just farted a little while back.
Get ready.
He's in the debate
for a one-man party.
Have you given any thought to what the makeup of your cabinet might be?
Well, I've always been a big fan of hardwoods like teak or mahogany.
Robin Williams, Christopher Walken, and Laura Linney.
I did not have sex with that woman. I wanted to.
Man of the Year, directed by Barry Levinson. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Past the hour. Highway 66 and mostly sunny, and it's open phones here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and we'll talk about whatever you want to. We thank Ed Perlmutter for coming in, taking time off the campaign trail to be with us. Don't forget the Talk Radio Superstar Contest. It ends today at 5 o'clock, this part of it, so you got to get your demo to us by 5. 4695 South Monaco Street here in Denver. Let's go to the phones. Anthony in Denver. Anthony, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, good morning. I'm hoping I'll get a chance to meet you if Mr. Bell decides that my demo sounds good enough. I did a demo for KOA about 3 years ago, and I decided to turn it in on that contest.
So. Well, don't. I'm not.
I know.
I hope you get to meet, but I'm not involved
I'm
in the judging.
I'm sucking up to you because no, you
I'm
might
not,
be my
no,
boss.
I am not. First, two things here. One, I will never be in management. I'm too crazy. And two, I'm not judging the contest. I told them yesterday I'm not having anything to do with it.
Jay, I'm just teasing you, man. I know you are. Just playing with
and
you,
I'm
man.
Teasing you back.
I know that you have no say so over what goes on that, but I'm gonna. I would be remiss if I missed the opportunity after my little wait there. I think I've earned it, so I'm kind of.
Yeah, too.
So what I called and spoke with your screener about was, I kind of said I wish that they had sort of a BS button where you could all of a sudden have a person when you are listening to what they're purporting to propose for running our society, especially our government. That you could hear them actually as they really sound, like kind of like Foghorn Leghorn or somebody like that, you know, where, hey, this Democrats, you know, and just say what they really feel. I wish they would do that, because what happens is, even though we were in the world's best political system here, because we don't have people like Kim Il-sung that are in charge who are absolutely don't care about you, at least we're in a system, and I'm saying this for everybody who's listening. Please get out and vote. Whoever you vote for, use the system. People died for it. I have an uncle that was in World War II. A lot of us have family that fought so that we can not speak German or Japanese right now. But get out and vote. But to get back to the point, what's going to be happening with the proposals that they're putting out? Read them. Most people who have homes have had referendums sent to them. Read what's there. Take a little time. It takes time to become a good citizen to actually read it. It's inconvenient. Instead of watching maybe the Tonight Show one evening, take the time with your wife, sitting in bed, go down the list, read them. It will help you, because if you're trying to vote out a bum, instead of complaining about what takes place, take the time to be a citizen. Read it. Read the who, what, when, where, why, and how. Find out what's going on, and then use the weapon that you have, which is your vote. Because when November comes and goes, if you don't get who you want and you haven't taken the time to vote, say nothing. Because there's no reason to speak about what you didn't participate in and complain when you don't care. Everybody here knows that this is a big deal that's coming up now, and especially the Republicans, because no one sends out the President of the United States to Colorado last week like they did for no reason at all.
Listen, I agree 100% with what you're saying. you know, one of the reasons why I like people like Ed Perlmutter, and one of the reasons why I like people like Angie Piccioni, and one of the reasons why I like people like Bill Ritter and Jay Fawcett and Bill Winter and Morgan Carroll and Molly Cullum and all of Joe Rice and all the people that are out there running, they are problem solvers.
Right.
They are
right.
People who have solutions and ideas rather than being somebody who creates more problems.
Or who's part of the status quo. They have mistakes. Anyone who brings up their flaws, look, I have flaws. My God, when you hear this person didn't pay their taxes for 5 years. Well, sometimes people stumble. And what makes me angry is when you see people that bring up the fact that someone fell down. They got back up. To me, it speaks volumes when a person stumbles, falls, and gets up and says, you know what, not only am I going to stand on my 2 feet, I'm going to run on my own 2 feet for government, maybe to help somebody else not fall as I did. When you hear a person that's talking about how perfect they are, I'm frightened, because that's a person who's either concealed or hasn't lived a life. People make mistakes. It happens.
Yeah, I agree. Thing is, just got to get out there, whether you're Democrat, Republican, whatever the case may be.
Vote.
Get out and use your Democratic right. And then, plus, on top of that, let's get involved with people who want to solve problems, not create them.
Jay, hey, man. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate the call, and good luck to you on this contest.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. See ya. What are you saying to me, Mr. Turk? You're signaling. You're signaling, and I shall obey. Glenn, in Denver, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, I always like talking to you. Hey, I wanted to talk about that death toll count and the kind of the way that Bob Woodward's book just describes what he did, what George Bush did in public in the way of state of denial. That report, I was watching Democracy Now! Last night, and the guy explained how they came about it, and it was kind of he said it wasn't easy at all to come up with the numbers, and it took him about a year, and the study was conducted in small cluster groups, so they would go into a neighborhood,
right.
They would ask a house, and then they would ask 40 surrounding houses, and then they determine through population density. I mean, this is huge math number crunching stuff. This isn't easy to do on top of, you know, trying to accumulate the death certificates, because most of the time death certificates were shown. He said you'll be able to check the study merely by asking people who run the cemeteries and mortuaries, you know, and he said the corollary would be if the people there that are burying people say they've got about four times as many people coming in, then the study's accurate. He also said that there's less than a 2% chance that it's less than 400,000. Now, when Bush stands up there and just says, this has been pretty much, you know, discredited, I can't believe the reporter didn't at least challenge it and say, by who? I mean, I don't understand how they get away constantly with lying.
Well, part of it has to do with, you got a couple of dynamics going on here. Part of it has to do with the fact that most of them live in perpetual fear that whoever sits in the White House will cut them off. In other words, either will not call on them or will not give them inside information and back-channel information. So they're scared about that. The other thing is, they're also conscious about being too confrontational with the president or the vice president or even, in some cases, senators. David Gregory, for instance, who makes his share of mistakes, gets nailed by Media Matters every once in a while. He's a good example. I mean, he will press, and it can come off as being confrontational, and part of the reason is because Bush will do this. He'll ratchet it up a little bit, and I think it's part of it. Then the other part of it is that this White House is really good at operating a selling machine, at operating a well-oiled machine that gets out the information that they want out, that injects it into the news cycles, that does its job. If you read the Frank Rich book, which is about the selling of the Iraq War, Rich points this out, that it's almost cinematic the way that they operate. But I agree with you. And a good example of what you're talking about is Suzanne Malveaux stood up and asked him a question here the other day from CNN about the amount of nuclear warheads nuclear bombs that North Korea might have. And she said, well, it could be anywhere between 11 and 13. And he said, well, what do you mean, 11 and 13? I'm paraphrasing him. Maybe you know something I don't know, how, and blah, 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 blah. And you know what? It was all over the Washington Post, the New York Times. It was all over the place. It was all over the wires that they have enough material for 11 to 13 nuclear devices. And so I guess the only thing she could have done was she could have said, well, Mr. President, but she didn't do it.
I know. It's ironic to me that they say they're for the best directions in the country and trying to take us to victory, whatever it means, because they'll never describe what that is. And I was also watching John Stewart when they had James Baker on, and he pressed him to say, well, why not just release the report now? And he goes, well, if we release it now, it'll look like it's politicized. And my immediate response, and I know it's a comedy show, but my immediate response would have been something similar to, well, I guess if our boys and girls are dying, and last week it was, what, 27?
Right.
And if they really care about them, the direction that our war is going or isn't going, and if it can help them survive and not die, then why not just release it as fast as you possibly freaking can, because they're dying over there. They're getting their heads blown off.
I agree. I agree 100% on everything you're saying. Glenn, thank you, man. I'm out of time. I got to go, and have a great weekend. All right. That's it for this morning. Don't forget to get your stuff down here for the Superstar Radio Contest, 4695 South Monaco Street. Got to get it here by 5 o'clock. Good luck to you. All right. Monday, we'll get together again. Have yourselves a really, really good weekend. And you know what? Think positive. Think positive. Because we can solve these problems and we can set this country right. All we have to do...
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Anne, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.